This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
About to start. Here we go.
Nice, Sharky. Patreon. I'm giving up on that. Patreon.com/wangers. I started off so good. Patreon.com/wangers. It's a very fun place for everyone to go and check out. If you like fun stuff like movie commentaries, short films, sketches, behind the scenes, bloopers, we do a lot of really cool stuff. That Patreon helps us fund many projects and bring a bunch of our friends on board along with us because we love making cool stuff on the internet. So join Patreon.com/wangers today. If you want to be a rock star and live large, a big house, go. Oh. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and happy spooky month. Happy Halloween, everybody. I mean, we got like a couple days before Halloween, but
yeah,
it's our Halloween episode, and we like to dress up every year. I think we've dressed up. Maybe we just dressed up last year and the year before. I don't know. I feel like we've dressed up every
year. That's more years than not.
That's true.
I think, for the history of this show.
That's true. This is episode 191, Cody.
191, guys. The Pokemon today is Sunkern.
Sunkern.
Pretty uneventful Pokemon. Not a very impressive one, I'd say.
It's not their fault.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Aaron Butler in the chat got it right. And thank you, Emmanuel Fuentes. That Instagram. It's a Twitter account, rather. Is very nice. Very nice.
That could not have been your Borat impression. That was your Borat impression?
No. I'm just saying very nice in a
you just want to say very nice
in a weird accent. I don't know very why you're nice. Assuming that it's
very nice.
Very nice. We're dressed up here today, ladies and gentlemen. We're very excited because Halloween's canceled. Oh my god, is this hanging off to the side? Oh, I love
Did
it.
We dress
oh,
up. Fantastic. I don't remember dressing up last year.
You weren't there last year, Brian.
Yeah, you gave up on us.
You didn't even show up.
Mm.
Not only did you not dress up, you didn't show up.
Mm. Oh, that's worse.
That's worse. That was your costume. Just not
there.
You know what? I came as the Invisible Man.
That's right.
Yeah.
Good job.
Good job, Brian. Brian, let's explain each costume. Brian, what are you tonight?
You got to guess what I'm at. You guys know?
Yeah, it's a young Frankenstein.
Yeah,
there you go.
Look at me! Oh my goodness, big fan.
What are you doing? Who's this? I take it that's not the only one you've got for tonight, though, Brian.
No, it is.
Oh,
you guys, I mean,
y'all see that shit? That was my light.
Mine flickered too.
Just flickered. Oh man,
mine flickered in here too.
This is exciting. Oh man, not really because it's bad.
Yeah, but, F4. We're gonna get into the costumes, but we're gonna fuck around tonight. But we're gonna get into some real shit real quick. It's very windy right now, okay, in California. It's like a brand new kind of natural kind of disaster. It's very windy, so there might be, look, if the power goes out or if one of our streams goes down, you know, be patient with us. We'll work through it. We'll hold each other's hands and make sure that we're going to be okay. And, there's some fires going on right now, and it's some scary shit. So anybody that is stuck around that area of where the fires are happening, please be safe and... to the fires, go fuck yourself. We should have.
Nobody wants you here, fires.
Nobody
Get
wants
out
you,
of
fire.
Here, all right,
you,
spooky time.
You fired. that's a Patreon section.
That was pretty good.
Good. That's a Patreon section.
You should have heard the Patreon version of a Trump impression.
I mean, are people going to criticize me for a bad Trump impression?
I think the physical impression was more impressive than the voice in the Patreon section.
Okay. I'll take
you, things that I don't think Trump's ever done, but you did it and you made it your own. It was great.
Damn right. See, that's the thing with all these phony ass Trump impressions is they're just mimicking him. You got to fucking make it your own, dude. Just
you gotta get inside the mind.
Yeah. You know? To the point where it just doesn't even sound like the fucking guy.
Yeah, it really just doesn't have any sort of resemblance to the guy at all. That's when you know you have a truly good impression.
Exactly.
It sounds nothing or and looks nothing.
I mean, is that not original? That's what I'm saying.
That's all I'm saying.
Politics. I am dressed up as not the Cat in the Hat, but who I thought was Dr. Seuss for many years.
You thought the Cat in the Hat was Dr. Seuss?
Are you fucking kidding me? Who didn't? I guarantee there's more people in the chat that thought the fucking cat was Dr. Seuss.
I thought Dr. Seuss was just like this headless guy that was like typing away at these stories. You know, I didn't know what he looked like, but I knew he was like this shadowy figure typing away these whimsical rhymes.
I thought that for Shel Silverstein, that one book that has the head in the front.
Yeah.
Where sidewalks ends or whatever.
Good pull. Good pull. Yeah. That's good. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's who I am. I'm the cat. Cody, who are you?
I'm Ash Ketchum, guys. First time wearing this. I'm wearing gloves. I'm wearing fingerless gloves. Look at me. Look at this.
And no mask too. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. But I got a hat here. And the hat kind of sucks.
What's the C for?
I don't know, actually.
It's not Ketchum.
To be honest with you.
Yeah, I don't.
I can Google it for you, Brian.
Maybe it's not a C.
His last name is Ketchum.
Ketchum with a K. Yeah,
it doesn't make sense.
Maybe it's not a C though. Maybe it's just a logo.
Yeah, it could be anything here. I think it just means like the Indigo League. Maybe. Let's see here.
It's not that important. I mean,
it's really not. I'm going to spend the whole show looking into this. Yeah. But I got my badges here.
Got your badges. You dressed up as an anime character. Nice. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So okay, so
that's what I'm rocking here.
That's what you're rocking. Nice. Okay. Is this a combo with the little boy?
What little boy's gonna be Snorlax? No, he's gonna be Pikachu. Could you imagine if he was that fucking big? And I'm just like me and my boy, just giant ass fucking Brian. Snorlax is huge. Okay,
he's a giant. He sleeps. Could you imagine that that Snorlax sleeps all the time?
Yeah. Yep, that'd be fucking great if he did. Anyway, Pikachu is gonna be.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah. You know, kind of cliche, but you know, what
this
can you do?
It's kind of like small. I'm realizing now, like the shoulder isn't very big, so I'm really feeling a stretch. Look at my arms right now.
Bust out with those muscles, huh?
Man, look at that.
Oh, so you're
gonna be like, hey guys, so
you're going for like the
fucking films or what?
The anime like buff Ash porn kind of thing, you know, where Ash is like really fucking buff.
Because that's the only time he would.
That's who you are. Yeah, Ash, fuck him.
That's right.
Ash, catch him in the asshole.
Still with a K in there somehow.
Why does he still have a K? Why does it start? It's a K F. Fuck him.
Yeah,
it's a silent K, but it's there. Okay.
Oh boy. So yeah, we're all dressed up. We're gonna have fun tonight. We've got a couple of spooky stories, spooky month stories, sent in by some of our patrons over at patreon.com/wangers. For $5,000, you can send us an email for us to read a story. That's not true, but people told us that they wanted to send some stories in the Discord, so we got it. We got a couple stories for tonight. We'll get into that in just a little bit. Maybe turn the lights off, maybe not. I don't think we need to, but we're all dressed up. And if you're brand new, hey, welcome. Hi. Hey,
how's
everyone.
Going, guys?
Hit that like button. Subscribe to this channel. Got a fun video coming out pretty soon, but first for the patrons, more on that later. And hit that like button, y'all. How's everybody doing in the chat? I see Elizabeth C. in the chat saying, hey, Wangers, first time in a couple of weeks that I'm watching live, and it's only because I got COVID, so quarantine it is. Well, Elizabeth, I hope you're feeling better, and I hope you fight through it. COVID's a real thing, people. Remember, wear your fucking mask.
Not Cordova.
No, not Cordova.
I
had a coach
there.
Named Cordova.
It's a real thing, you guys. You don't know how bad.
Cornova.
Cornova might have been like a freestyle motocross move. Let me look this up here. Right next to...
We are frightened of Cornova.
Way to make a...
Or a trick. Oh, yeah. Freestyle motocross. That's absolutely a trick. Yeah.
Well, there you go. Well, best wishes to Elizabeth. Fight through it. Stay strong. And thank you for... You know, I think she's a... are you a nurse, Elizabeth? I know you work in like... you mentioned I got to look at
the medical field.
Medical field. No, so yeah. If you did, I don't know. I feel weird. Do you at this point for people that work in hospitals and what do you say? Thank you for your service. Because I feel like
I mean
they're going through so much.
Some variation of that I think would be appreciated.
Yeah. Thank you. Scrub a dub dub. Scrub a dub dub.
No. I don't think you should walk up to all the nurses that you know and be like, hey, scrub a dub dub. You know? I don't think they're gonna be like, you're gonna be like, what?
They'll know what I mean.
What are you talking about?
They'll know what I mean. They'll be in the scrubs and they'll be like, I get it. Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so you had to say the joke and then explain it.
Yeah.
And then
they'll
be like, oh, okay. I get it. Catch them with a K.
Hey. Should it just be that?
Yeah, that's what you go up and say.
Yeah. She says, it definitely is a real thing, and it sucks, but feeling much better. Yes, I am a nurse. Fuck yeah. Is Scrub-A-Dub-Dub okay? Is that cool? That's all I got right now.
How do you feel about us saying thank you for your service?
Well, I feel like we would have to ask a military personnel
first. Maybe just thanks. Maybe
I could text my brother.
You
know? Yeah.
Thanks. Very thank you.
So we'll the military takes all the service thank yous, not the service workers.
It's what they're known for.
Yeah, thank you for your service.
I don't know. I think we're on quite the tightrope right now.
No, let's fucking get serious about this. Let's talk about it. Let's get into it.
I don't have great balance. I'm kind of freaking out right now.
Your Trump impression is getting better.
Speaking
of which.
You guys don't know.
Mr. Trump, did you just adopt an accent of some sort? What happened there?
I am trying to appeal to the Latinos.
You sound like Arnold Schwarzenegger right now.
You guys are fired.
Your head's
fired.
Mr. President Trump, are you okay? Your head's a little off.
Ever since I got Cordova, it's been a rough win for me.
Did it take your neck away? I mean, is that what's going on?
It's very unpredictable. The disease is very unpredictable. Luckily, I got stem cell research approved medical treatment.
Okay.
And I look to do better in the next few years.
Okay. What was it like getting peed on?
It's very great. You guys should try it often. It's a very cooling sensation. Again, I'm going into Arnold Schwarzenegger.
You know, you're two separate people, Mr. President. They're
yeah,
two
I know.
People.
I know. I've just been hanging out with Schwarzenegger so often. You
okay.
know. Yeah.
Isn't he in?
Yeah.
All right. Well, whoever you are, whoever you are, thank you for your service. Scrub a dub dub.
Yeah, scrub a dub dub.
Please say everyone thank you for your service so they're not fired.
You're fired.
Incredible. Just incredible.
That's amazing. Yeah. Well, there you go. And now back to the head. Okay. Oh, thank God.
Yeah, back to Abby normal.
Yeah. Don't want to be in the politics too much. Although, did you guys watch that debate? Was that last week? Fuck.
I forget what time means anymore. Yeah. I believe that was in the last few days.
Yeah.
It was last week because SNL did it on Saturday. Right. So I think it was Wednesday or Thursday.
One of those days. One of these days. It's all about it. He said, this fucking hat.
Oh, man. Dr. Seuss lost his ears.
I'm going to rip this shirt, guys. I'm going to go Incredible Hulk on this thing eventually. This is
nice.
This is what buff people feel like all the time with normal shirts.
Then you'd be like, you rip it and you'd be like, gotta fuck them all. Oh, and then you're like, yeah.
I like how Ash is only buff when he's a porn.
That's
a good shape.
No other thing.
Porn,
yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Brian, did you watch SNL, the whole thing this past weekend?
Speaking of the debates, I did a great debate. You know, I showed up, I fought Sleepy Joe Biden, and I think I came out on top. You're welcome.
He also said he's the least racist person in the room. When you want to prove to someone that you're not racist, don't say you're the least racist. Just say you're not
the least racist, homophobic, transphobic, any phobic person in this room.
Phobic.
Is there an ounce of it? Yes, by definition of what I'm saying. I guess there's a slight ounce of it, but it's the least, just so you know.
You're welcome.
you can't just end conversations just saying you're welcome. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Oh, you're ahead now. Okay, good.
Yeah.
What did you think about SNL this past weekend? I thought it was kind of weird.
I thought Adele did a good job.
I liked Adele, but I thought some of the sketches and stuff were just kind of, I don't know, there was a weird vibe to it this past weekend. I don't know why.
What was it in your mind? That it was weird?
Maybe. I don't know, because like even Michael Che messed up during one of his things and like, I don't know.
I didn't watch it, so I can't really contribute to this.
Yeah, well, like, I don't know. Do you have an example of what was weird? Just Michael Che screws up a lot. He just kind of doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah, I know. But this one was, it seemed like more apparent. I don't know. I thought, I love Melissa Villaseñor, and I thought her sketch was kind of a flatline a little bit.
Her update?
Yeah.
Performance? Yeah, I was expecting more, and then it kind of just, like, didn't go anywhere.
Yeah. I did like the Village People bit. I thought that was funny. That one was good. Yeah. I liked that, and then I liked, I think Pete Davidson's, like, getting better at acting, because he was really good in the grandma one, the grandma sketch.
I was expecting that sketch to be a lot better, and it kind of didn't go anywhere either.
Yeah, that one didn't much.
With Maya Rudolph and everything, I was like, all right, what's the hook? What's the hook? And they're just kind of just going through it.
Mm-hmm. I thought the cold open was better.
What's that?
The cold open, I thought, was better of their debate back and forth.
I thought the other one was better with when they were flipping through the channels. I thought that one was a little funny.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. With the fly.
Yeah. No. That wasn't with the fly. It was when he dressed up as like Bob Ross and Mr. Rogers.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
What were you saying?
Again, I didn't watch you guys. I apologize. Yeah. Really brought nothing to this conversation at all.
We sent
just
the email.
At my shoulders again. I was just
you guys didn't see that sketch when they were like mobsters and they were like very, very like progressive mobsters.
I like that one.
It's like a mental health day.
It was that that was with Bill Burr, right?
Yeah.
Pete
Davidson was good in that one too. Like he had to get the accent down.
Yeah.
And yeah. I thought that was a really funny sketch.
I haven't seen Cecily Strong and
Adi Bryant have been missing.
I haven't seen them.
I don't know what they're doing.
Are they
maybe they're missing?
They're
gone.
Okay?
Everything good?
They're still in the credits in the opening, but like they're not at the hugging at the end, and they're not in any sketches.
Maybe they're filming something. Maybe doesn't Adi have like a show?
Yeah, she has the Hulu show.
Hulu, yeah.
You guys ever thought of, like, if you're on SNL, what you would be doing during the opening credits? Like, you know how, like, they're always doing something, you know, and they just look to the camera? You know what I mean?
I'd like, probably, like
taking a shit or something.
Yeah.
Like, Cody Hall! Like
going down to Penn Station, whatever.
Dropping point a line, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'd probably, like, eat a pizza. Eat a slice of pizza. Just, like...
mid-chew.
Just so I can be like, I want my opening to be eating a slice of pizza. They're like, all right. And then I get a free slice of pizza.
There you go. That works.
I feel like you guys would lose your shit at the closing credits when they're supposed to be like hugging and like talking. And you guys would be so anxious and you would
I would be in the very back and I would try to leave the stage if possible. Like, make sure I'm not even in frame. And I'm like, I don't need to be here.
Did you see, do you remember when Kanye was on and he put on the MAGA hat and he was talking?
Yeah.
Did you see the follow-up episode where Pete Davidson talked about that one?
Probably, yeah.
It was on Weekend Update, and he's like, if you look at me, I turn my head down and I walk off because I want a career. he leaves the stage after that. Yeah. Yeah, that would be kind of weird. I don't know. I guess if they're like when Bill Burr was on there, fucking like Jack White was there, I'd be like, oh, what's up, dude? Like fucking Jack White. That's cool.
You're great, man.
Yeah, you're great.
Yeah, yeah.
You know who Laura's favorite cast member is?
Okay, let's guess. Hold on. Okay.
Does
she have like a crush on that? Does she admire this man more than you? Is that what's going
on?
No,
no. Okay. She told me she's like, I wish he was in more.
Kyle Mooney. Yeah.
He's my fave, man.
I like him. Yeah, I didn't see him. Was he even on this week?
He was in the goodbyes.
Okay, there you go.
I don't
remember.
He gave
hugs at the end, you know, and that was it. You know,
he writes a lot of sketches too, though, right? Like a lot of the digital shorts.
Yeah, he does all that, but they all get cut.
Yeah, that's true. Are they doing shorter like time frame now because of COVID or anything or no?
I don't think so. No.
Okay.
Same amount.
Because usually they also. Because I've actually been watching it live on, not live, but, you know, on Hulu, like the whole thing, as opposed to just like clips on YouTube. And I rarely see the cut for time. They usually upload those to YouTube, but they haven't been doing that.
I don't know.
I'm missing something. I don't know.
Let's hit up Kyle and ask what's going on.
Kyle,
are you working? Like, are you working on stuff? And what's Adi Bryant been doing? I don't know what's going on. Yeah. We can look into this.
We'll
look into it.
Yeah. But good stuff. Speaking of, I don't assume that you guys did, but I tuned in a little bit to the Kanye West Joe Rogan episode.
No, I didn't watch that.
Oh, I forgot he was on that.
Dude, I didn't listen to the whole thing. I couldn't. I listened to maybe like 45 minutes of it.
Saw the clip going around about him being a prequel fan. That was pretty funny. But
yeah, that one was pretty funny. Yeah. Fuck,
how do you
man.
Feel about it? Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty much what you would expect. Amber was like frustrated because he just never has like the point that he's trying to make. Like he just fucking goes off, and he'll talk for
he rants.
He'll talk for like 15 minutes, and he's like, "What is he fucking talking about?" And at first, I thought it was like, "Okay, I'll tune in just to like see the car crash and just see how it goes." But after a while, it's like, "Oh, it's not worth it."
And Rogan's just sitting there like, huh?
So it's interesting. Tell me about it. He's like, did you hear about that bear that attacked that guy up in the lake last week?
Were you on DMT when all this was going down?
Mm-hmm. Isn't it kind of weird how like influential that guy is? at this point in time. It's and fucking weird. If you would have told me 20 years ago, hey, the host of fucking Fear Factor is going to be like a major fucking political influencer. You know what I mean?
Where,
like,
where Trump wants to be on his show.
It's like, fucking crazy.
He wants Rogan to moderate the debate.
Yeah.
That fucking guy, Rogan, like, just doesn't give a shit. He's just talking.
No, that's the thing. It's not so much him either. I think it's like the fan base, because people will like get their news from him.
It's weird.
And they won't like fucking look it up after the fact. So it's just, they're just like, oh, he says this one. That's why, like, you know, when he comes out and he says, I apologize for saying this or whatever, it's because the fucking fans are just like, oh, Joe Rogan said this, so this is real.
Yeah.
Not saying all the fans, obviously, if you listen to Joe Rogan.
I clicked on a thumbnail that was a split screen of like an image and then like his face looking shocked. So like that's my source of information.
I haven't seen that before.
Mention this where like the thumbnail says like, what's the deal with Hunter Biden? And then it's like a like crazy image of like Rogan like, oh, and his other guests like Tim Dillon just being like, oh.
Yeah.
And then, the clip is just like, yeah, you got, that's it.
They talk about it for 2 seconds. There. Yeah.
That takes me right back to Collider Live Days right there, man.
Very familiar. Man. Yeah.
Nothing really there. It's like, all right, let's build a whole 10-minute video. Talk about DMTs. Like, at the very end. Hey, what do you think about Hunter Biden? Nah, he's a cool guy.
Yeah, and then it's done.
All right.
One of my favorite clips. One of my favorite clips is of, it's one of those clip outs of his episode where he says, it's like, Joe Rogan is related to Gerard Way. And it's like an 8-minute clip where they talk about it. And they're like, you know, he's my cousin, right? He's like, oh, really? Yeah. So anyways, and then he just fucking moves on.
That's it. And then people are like, wow, interesting. Yeah. Fucking Joe Rogan's onto something here,
and
man.
Those fucking clips, they get so many views.
Yeah.
They get
who
so
do you think
many
he's going to vote for, guys? Yeah, I want to know. I want to know who he votes for so I can also vote for the same thing so I can be like Joe.
He has a pretty funny follow on Instagram because all he posts are just like deer meat. It's all he posts is just like deer meat and then him kickboxing.
He like legit like does not give a shit about anything.
No,
like he's just living his life in Texas now.
How much money did he make on that fucking Spotify deal?
100 million.
Why should he fucking care? You know,
and he doesn't have to answer to like a network or some bullshit that's like, oh, you can't say this, take this part out, blah blah blah.
Yeah,
he's like, fuck it,
he's all on his own. Except
I feel like we can get like a 1/100th of that. You know.
What's
maybe
that?
Hey, Spotify, give us 1 million. You know what I mean? We'll
just take 1 million.
It.
See what happens.
We'll take 1 million.
Oh, you do mil.
Yeah.
You do a cool mill? Hot mill?
Yeah. Hot mill?
Any kind of mill.
You think the Wanger Show is worth a mill?
Hell no.
Okay.
I don't think Joe Rogan's worth $100 million.
That's true.
Okay.
I mean, that's...
So if you go to Shark Tank, you're like, I want you guys to invest in my company. You guys get 5% for, I don't know what the thing is, like $200,000?
I've never seen an episode of the show. Can't help you.
You guys never seen Shark Tank?
No.
Yeah, I've seen it before.
Shark Tank's awesome.
Okay. I love the end when they dunk him in the tank with the shark.
Yeah, throw fucking deer meat in there. And then,
amateurs here, Jesus Christ. Shark Tank's a fucking icon of a show every Friday
night.
I'm sorry,
not entrepreneurs who are like, oh man, I got all these great ideas, watching Shark Tank every Friday.
Every week, Brian watches that show.
Hey, what are the numbers? Give me the numbers. What's the revenue? How much does it cost to make? What's your price gap?
Every week,
we
Brian.
We gotta go on Shark Tank now. Just the way that we are right now, I'd be like, what are you guys' numbers? Not great. Not 100 million worth.
I see Brian every single week with different ideas. He hears like from the guys that pitch it. He's like, that's a good idea.
That's a good idea.
There was an idea. What did we watch? A guy who created electric locks that opened with your thumbprint.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
Would you invest in that company?
I don't know the first thing about investing in any. I can't even invest.
What's like a minimum investment? Like $100,000?
Because
I'd be like, I'll give you $5, you know?
They always go for like, here's $100,000 for 25% of the company. Well, you're valuing your company at $1 million. You're making $50 million revenue. That doesn't add up.
I can't relate to these people.
You're knee deep.
I'll give you 50 G's for this. You know, what the fuck?
You're knee deep in crypto, Cody. So.
Have we told the story of what happened with me and cryptocurrency?
You bought crypto?
No, okay. We can find a way to dance around.
Yeah.
Me and Christian were told like 3 years ago by a person who was like, you guys need to invest like at least half of all of your income, maybe even 60% into cryptocurrency. And I was like, I don't think that's true right now. Because this was after the boom and everything.
Yeah, right after it spiked up. I think specifically
joke,
Bitcoin. Was it Bitcoin?
Yeah, that's what it was. Bitcoin. Yeah.
Okay.
So, and as a joke and to make a point, I put $5 in. Okay. And let me load up my app here that I got that day. And have never really looked at.
I never.
Robin Hood app? You got the Robin Hood?
No. Once again, I want to do that, but I don't have that kind of money to invest in shit. Okay, so
I downloaded the crypto app. I never invested.
My $5. Oh, it's up. It's worth $3 now. Normally, it's in like the $1 to $2 range.
This is 3 years ago, so your $5 is now $3.
Not only is it $3, immediately upon putting my $5 in there, it went down to like $3, and I was like, okay.
What's the highest it ever got?
It might be right now. 309 is what it's at.
You might have to take it out, dude.
Yeah,
take it out.
Yeah,
we got a question about this topic. Let's see.
Why is it that when I bought into cryptocurrency, it went down the shithole?
That is a fucking classic moment. Is that like the first episode that fucking happened? That was funny.
Oh, that's probably good. Yeah. I miss Brett. That's a Brett on against him. Let's hit him up. Oh, yeah. Brett, what are you doing right now? You got a costume? You want to be on the show?
What are you doing? Apparently, we're supposed to have him on the Anaconda commentary.
Yeah.
We never did.
Yeah, we didn't know.
But was good. Sorry. Yeah. Is that what you wanted me to do? Man. Cancel us. Like, we're canceling Halloween. I downloaded the app and I took a look at it and I was like, yeah, I'm good. I'm okay.
For the crypto thing?
Yeah. I never got into it. I liked the idea, but I also just didn't like Frank every week because he had put in so much into it too. And he was just like, guys, it's not good. like every fucking week, he'd be like, it's not good.
I was going to leave that detail out.
Oh, you were? Okay. Well, my bad. Sorry, Frank. Love you, Frank. Where have you been?
Great. Frank's doing fine, guys.
I'm sure he's doing fine.
That's my crypto story.
Crypto, baby. There's actually a crypto story tonight, which, you know what? Let's get into it. We'll tell some stories sprinkled in throughout the night.
I'm gonna turn off my lights. Here we go.
I don't know if this is actually scary.
Crypto story.
Cinema Gorilla sent in a last minute. Oh, this is perfect. Dude.
Are we doing scary time?
I'm liking this. Cody, look at this lighting, dude. This is nice. That's nice.
What the hell's going on with mine?
That is nice.
Terrible. Your lighting looks great, Chris.
Cody,
let me fix mine up a little bit.
Flashing lights going on?
No, not a single. It's the fucking demon. That's what's going on.
Bagoo?
Hold on. Let me fuck with my shit. Okay, keep going.
All right. Are we going to turn them on? Because I'm only going to tell one story right now. We're just going to turn them on and off each time.
Exactly.
Yeah. So we are going to read some spooky stories tonight. I hope this is... I don't know if maybe this might be a parody, but Cinema Gorilla sent in a last minute. He says, real quick, he said, should be a quick/fast read in the style of a film noir narration from a short film inspired by Wenger's Pocket Watch and Westworld Season 3. Oh, interesting. Okay.
Is he trying to tell you how to direct? Is he trying to direct how you should read?
What should I say?
A legit story?
What should it be like I hear it in night times.
Music up here. And
He's like, he's literally reading off his screenplay. It's like exterior.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Don't worry. This really happened, guys.
Okay. Here we go.
All right. Here we go. What should my voice be like? I don't know. Okay.
I'm liking this music.
Oh, there we go. I hear it at night times, foggy nights in Los Angeles. Crypto. It taunts me.
Oh, that wasn't a joke.
No.
I thought that was perfectly timed.
This is the short story.
I'm sorry.
Based off the short film. It taunts me with its digital voice, corrupted smile, and overdraft red neon eyes. You're broke. It all began when I took a job. Online listing said, messenger needed for financial broker. No experience necessary. Must have car. I have car. I have no experience. This is great. Perfect.
I have car.
Yeah. It says, perfect. I sign up and get a call back from a seductive woman who tells me, time to make money now.
That's a good impression.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're working better than your Trump.
Thank you.
Yeah. Time to make money.
That kind of sounds how your dick sounds, though.
Only
can
it's
we do
not
a rewrite and have a penis be talking.
Don't tell him how to write this thing. Only after time to make money now. Only it's not money. It's Bitcoin. Oh. Cryptocurrency. The Great Reset. Finance as we know it is a history of inflation. Usually inflation is engineered by governments for the gain of governments. What about the people? There's a difference between gambler and investor. I didn't always get that. But gamblers always end up in the same place. Broke.
What the thought you were going to say dead.
No, it's worse.
It was second draft it's on the screenplay.
No, stop it. This is great. Right. Okay. No, right. it's still going. I'm still going.
Here is good. We are. That's not at all what he intended. Go on.
Okay. I get the transfer. Go to multiple ATMs. Withdraw the money. Thousands. In less than 30 minutes, go to Bitcoin ATM, usually in the back of a smoke shop. Scan the code. Buy some bit. I like that one. I'm sorry.
Buy some bit.
No, it's just bit. Keep the change and repeat. Still, there's nothing scarier than someone you don't know trusting you with thousands in cash. I go to ATM sometimes. It tells me your account is locked. As I stand there holding thousands and a mysterious being telling me to hurry. The escrow, kid. The escrow.
What the fuck? He wants financial advice?
No, he wants me to say it in the film noir. Okay, there's two lines left. Okay.
So I quit. I apologize, Cinema Gorilla. All right, here we go.
So I quit. I try to get a job in a corporate America, but can't even get a call back. The gig life got to me. I like that line. That's fucking great.
It's a good line.
I drive by the Bitcoin machines and hear the digital voice, crypto taunting me. You're broke. That's it.
Okay.
That was good.
Hey, man. I liked it. I liked it. Good. Yeah.
Cinema Gorilla. Can we give it up?
Good job.
All right. I'll read another last minute one here. This is from Emmanuel Fuentes. Cinema.
Does he or does he not have car?
I don't know, but Cinema in the chat just said, he just said, I want car. And he said, this is Def the Style, Wanger's comedy horror. Okay, good.
Okay, thank God. All right, I apologize.
All right. We're going to do another one from Emmanuel Fuentes. Okay. Right. I believe this is a short story.
Do you also need to read it in this voice?
All right. You want me to read it? All right. I'm going
to. I want to now. All of them need to be told in film noir.
Do you want to read it, Cody, or you want me to do it?
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Okay, I'll do it. No, I don't want to put you on the spot. Here we go. Okay, I'm going.
Go.
Okay, this is not really a scary story, but it's when I was scared. As a kid, I wasn't allowed to watch scary things, not even Harry Potter. The scariest thing was Revenge of the Sith. I know, because it's not even that great. He didn't write that, but I wrote that. So, this was after Michael Jackson died, and I was with my parents. Thriller was on the TV. My mom was like, he shouldn't be watching this, but my dad was like, eh, just let him watch it. And so I did. Wasn't scared at the time, but the night would start a multi-year battle with Michael Jackson. That's a weird sentence now.
What?
I was having trouble going to sleep that night. I looked in my closet and saw that I had a red jacket, but I thought it was Michael Jackson. My closet going to kill me.
Oh, no. Oh. That's not where I thought this was going.
No, I didn't think so. This is amazing. I went to my parents' room, and my mom was mad at my dad and I about watching Thriller. I couldn't even listen to the song for many years because I got scared. I was so scared when I went to get midnight snacks, I would think Michael Jackson was downstairs going to kill me.
Specifically going to kill you, you know.
I wonder if he hears just like, eh, eh, eh. Yeah. That stayed for a couple of years, and then I made peace with him and that song. Anyway, stream oversized t-shirt by Marzonia tomorrow and Wang on. That's right.
There we go. Man. Look at that. Nice little plug.
All right. Got those two quick stories out of the way. Oh, my goodness gracious. I don't know if we can play that anymore.
Prince back up the stairs upon hearing that. Okay.
Oh, boy.
Do I need to turn my lights on there?
Yeah, we can turn them on right now. Right. We can,
that song's a banger, though. Come on, tell me you don't like fucking bang your head with that song. Every Halloween. That shit bumps.
Woo! Oh boy, how'd everybody like that? Everybody, Emmanuel Fuentes was like, no. It's okay. He's not going to get you. He's
going to be okay. All right.
He's long gone now. He's long gone. Okay. All righty. We've got a couple more of those spooky stories a little later tonight.
Later in the show.
Don't you worry, daddies and mommies. What's it time for?
I'll tell you what's not going to happen later in the show. It's time for Manscaped, boys.
Oh, Manscaped, baby. Which one is it? There it is. I got the right one. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, no. Did we freeze? I think we... No, we didn't. We didn't freeze. We're good.
Oh, then Michael Jackson took us all out.
No.
No more of that talk. Let's talk about clean-shaven balls, Brian.
All right. What does a guy call his best friends? His testes besties, of course.
Woo!
Halloween is right around the corner, and you don't want to spook someone with your scary bush. Gross. Our friends at Manscaped want to help make your boys downstairs clean and best friends of their own. Manscaped is number one in men's below-the-waist grooming and offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels.
Mm. Take your time, Brian. Get those words out, buddy.
I'm a monster. I'm a scary monster.
I'm a monster.
A Bigfoot or a hairy bear, but it's what's under the costume that really matters. You guys have any fun Manscaped stories?
Oh, my goodness gracious. I was shaving my balls literally last night because I was just like, you see this, like, I mean, this isn't real hair, but you can imagine, like, all over my balls. And so,
yeah, you're thinking like a cat in the hat type, yeah. type hair going on.
Exactly.
Down there. Okay. Got that whole,
I had a hairball out of my mouth, and it was just gross. Oh, so I had to clean it all up, and now it's spick and span right now. It's sticking. It's great.
Christian, don't be that hairy guy.
Oh, no.
Manscaped is forever changing the grooming game with their Perfect Package 3.0.
Oh.
Inside the Perfect Package, you'll find their electric trimmer called the Lawnmower 3.0.
You mean this one right here, Brian?
Are you holding it? Oh,
this right.
Turn
there.
That baby on. Is it charged?
Woo!
Oh, you're shaving that mic.
Man. Oh, look, Christian's got one too. Kind of sounds like a couple lightsabers going on.
Oh yeah, lightsabers, huh?
Looks like a little dildo. Right. The waterproof and skin-safe trimmer will reduce nicks to your pumpkins. You can also create a less mess by trimming in the shower or using the Magic Mat disposable shaving mats. And of course, let's not forget about the Crop Preserver, an anti-chafing ball deodorant and moisturizer. You already put deodorant on your armpits. Why not put it on the smelliest part of your body? You know, you guys ever take a whiff, like, down there? You guys ever
every
I thought you were gonna say the Crop Preserver. I can smell this right now.
Yeah.
No. You ever take a whiff like you put your hand down, you smell this part of your body, and then you're like, what do I smell like today? And you're like, oh boy.
Yeah.
This is something you do daily. This is a daily activity for you.
Since
check
quarantine,
it out the smell today.
Hey, my pH of body has changed since quarantine.
Okay.
And the Perfect Package 3.0 also includes anti-chafing performance boxer briefs that keep your package cool and smelling fresh all day.
Okay.
For on-the-go freshness, you'll love the Crop Reviver Ball Toner Spray. Time to get clean and mean with this Perfect Package 3.0. So get 20% off and free shipping.
What?
That's free shipping you're talking about?
Free shipping
with promo code WANGERS at manscaped.com.
Wow.
Stay sexy this Halloween and your balls will thank you.
That's
manscaped.com. Get 20% off and free shipping with the promo code WANGERS at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping. Manscaped.com. Use promo code WANGERS. Trick or treat, motherfucker. Keep your balls neat.
That didn't rhyme.
I don't know if that was in the read, Brian.
In the middle.
I'm not sure that
really
was
threw off the whole rhyme. You know, if this was a song, that'd really interrupt the chorus.
Thank you so much for Manscaped for sponsoring this podcast. You're going to be hearing about Manscaped a lot. So this is really exciting. They really do have great products. So check out Manscaped, y'all. Go to manscaped.com. Use WANGERS as promo code, you get 20% off plus shipping. There it is. Booyah!
Scared
me. Yeah.
That scared me. The beautiful singing scared me.
Yeah. I love it so much. I'm going to I don't even need to, but I'm going to shave my balls again tonight. Why not?
Ooh.
We really got to do it live on the show one day. We got to make it a thing. Yeah. Be like, guys, look how easy this is without really showing it, obviously.
What if Cody had like the biggest bush you've ever seen? That would fucking be disturbing.
Just like white and then a little black spot.
That's why I wear skinny jeans to like contain it, you know? Otherwise, it's poof.
But it's like his head hair that just kind of like curls over.
Yeah.
And then just like, it looked like the 90s Devin Sawa.
That's what you're looking at down here.
Yeah. That was before Manscaped. That was pre Manscaped.
Of course. Now it's mid 2000s Devin Sawa. It's just a buzz cut.
It's a slick buzz. You do a military buzz cut.
Can I get a number one all around? Yeah. All right.
All around the nuts. Oh boy.
Speaking of nuts.
Oh.
Manscaped.
Manscaped.com.
The whole show is just an ad for Manscaped. All right, go on, Brian.
You guys watching any nutty movies? Any scary nuts movies?
Ooh, a little bit of tongue action. Some spooky movies. I did.
Nothing I hadn't seen already.
Well, all right, we revisited a couple. You're a horror guy. You watch your shit.
I'm not what I meant by that. I'm just saying the films that I watched.
My dick's huge.
Yeah.
I watched new movies and I thought it would be exciting, but I guess you guys have seen all of the catalog. Right. Of Halloween.
What new films did you watch, sir?
Oh okay. Yeah. Well, let me take a moment. Think about everything I watched. Oh, have you guys seen Death Becomes Her?
No,
I have not.
Not that oh. Everyone's like,
nothing I haven't seen.
I'm not saying there's nothing I haven't seen. I just said the ones that I watched this particular weekend, Brian, were films I've seen before. Okay, I'm sorry.
Death Becomes Her's on HBO Max. It's good pretty stuff. Nuts.
Yeah. Isn't that Zemeckis? Zemeckis and
Robert Zemeckis joint. Yeah.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. What's it about? I've heard of it. I've seen the poster where like she's like the head, right? And the body.
The head's on backwards, and then there's like a Bruce Willis is holding a candlestick, like it goes through her stomach, so she has a hole in her stomach.
Nice.
So it's about these two women that drink a potion that makes them eternal.
Oh.
So they live forever.
Okay.
That's right. That's eternal, right? Yeah.
Yeah. That's the meaning of the word.
That's the meaning.
You're on the right track. Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they do that, but there's a twist. Their body can still die.
So the body like decomposes?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I see.
If they die, or if like something happens to them, like they still get hurt.
Oh, okay. I apologize. Yeah.
So, yeah.
No, why am I apologizing?
Why are you apologizing?
That's not worth apologizing over. I just got a detail wrong from a movie I haven't seen. You know?
But I've seen them all.
Yeah. I didn't say that. You're
I've seen them all.
Words here, Brian. Yeah.
But it's an interesting concept. It's kind of an all over the place movie. It's like what they don't know what they're hitting, but I feel like it does work at the end.
Okay.
And it's just nuts. You guys remember, I remember watching this as a kid, like at the end, it's just like, it's just bonkers. It's just a crazy movie. You're like, none of this should make any sense. None of it should work, but it does.
Is it comedic or thriller? Both?
It's a dark comedy. Yeah.
Ooh, I love it. This is pre or post BTTF.
Oh, it's in the 90s.
Yeah.
Nice. So after BTT3.
Yeah. Yeah.
BTT3F. Yes, that's what it is.
Back to the three
back
future.
Back to the three future.
Yeah.
I mean, they go to three different futures eventually.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah, back to the third future.
There you go.
You're right.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, it's just a bizarre movie. I think, I don't know if you guys would like it. If you like just like weird movies that don't really make sense, but kind of do.
Are you kidding me? That's like all the movies that I like.
But it also brings up the question of, like, if you had a potion to live forever, would you take it forever, to live forever?
Live Forever is a great song by Oasis, and I'm glad that we're talking about this.
I don't want to live
forever.
You're going to live forever. It's a good song.
I want you to know.
Not quite how it goes. Because, baby, you got to be the one that say that's not how that goes at all.
No.
So you guys wouldn't take a potion to live forever?
It's tricky. Can I share
it
with anyone?
I'd have to think about it.
Can I share it with anyone?
To be eternal? Eternal means forever?
Yeah, can I like share
my body still like, die? Is that what the context of this? I don't know.
Yeah, how much
of the potion do I have to take? Can I like take a little sippy and have some friends with me?
You're afraid of downing it? Is what's going on?
Yeah.
I can't down my drinks, guys. Can I take a sip of the potion?
No, you just want like a clause that says, hey, if I change my mind, I can still die. Yeah.
You want
to
have your lawyer look at the fine print of the contract.
Like, what's the stipulation? Like, what if you take a piss within 24 hours and it just exits your body? Or does that
not
work?
How it works.
Okay, they fucking tell me the rules. I don't know the rules, then I don't know what I'm signing up for.
The rules is you drink the potion, you live forever.
Okay.
That's pretty much it.
Nothing about piss in there, you know? Oh. Come on now.
Okay. This doesn't make sense, the anatomy of the body, but whatever.
Oh, there is a stipulation, though.
Oh, there is one. Okay.
Thanks for mentioning it now.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's a joke in the movie. Like, now you're telling me after I drink it?
Ah, okay. Ruined the joke. Cool.
Well, she's Meryl Streep is a movie star.
Oh, so she is. She's won many Academy Awards.
In the movie.
Oh, in the... Wow,
so, meta. So the stipulation is she can't be in the public eye anymore. It'll be suspicious that, like, how come you're living forever? So, like, after 20 years or something, you have to like fake your own death or just say like, I want to be alone and just like go off on your own and be out of the public eye.
Or go move up to Washington and go to high school every 4 years and move out like the Twilight people.
You're a fucking Twilight vampire.
Yeah, that's true.
I've thought this through, Brian. I've seen a lot of movies here. That's exactly what I'm
doing.
So
you would just go up to Washington.
I'd go up to Washington every 4 years and then just move on to the next high school, you know?
Oh, and you would date every 17-year-old that comes
It gets
by.
More and more creepy the more we think about it, guys. God, what happened with that franchise? Anyway. Yeah.
I don't know.
That was the start of the franchise. What happened to it? That was the beginning.
No, I mean, like, just it became, you know, the idea of that particular thing, like, you know, that the whole thing became from that idea. This vampire is going from high school to high school over here,
hitting up freshmen.
Yeah.
Anyway. Jesus.
Yeah.
So I guess no consensus is no. You would not take
the. I'd probably lose my mind eventually. You know what I mean? After like hundreds of years, I'd be like, who am I? You know what I mean? And I would like try to rip my own head off, but like I can't, you know? So
yeah, that's the one of the characters is like, but my family, what happens to them? Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And I'm going to be bored.
Yeah.
I'm going to be bored forever.
Mm.
But will you?
Brian? You would you do it?
It seems like you want to take the potion, Brian.
I don't know.
Mm. You can still die though, right? You said that?
Well, your body, like physically, can deteriorate.
So your soul just stays alive?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you transfer from body to body?
No.
That would be cool.
Metaphor for ghosts? Is that what's going on here?
Maybe. It's a metaphor for a lot of things, for vanity. Because they take it to look young. Because they're actresses and they want to look like young. And like literally like her boobs get pushed up. Like she wants to be young again.
Oh, okay.
I'd like mine to get pushed up. So maybe I'll...
Just a little lift. Just a little
nice wrap. Yeah, thanks, Brian. Thank you so much.
You got some nice titties, Cody.
You know,
Patreon, $1. What else did you watch, Brian? That sounds fun. I do like me some Zemeckis. I gotta watch that. He just came out with the Witches remake, too.
Oh, he's doing that?
Yeah, he did it.
It's been done.
He did it. Oh, shit.
Anne Hathaway. Yeah. I didn't hear much about it, but it looked fun.
Oh, that's on HBO Max, too. They have the pictures on there.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a series or a movie?
It's a movie.
It's a film. Yeah. Motion picture.
Okay, it's a feature film. Mm-hmm.
It's a remake of a classic witch tale of the little boy turning into a mouse. And
I've never seen the original, man.
Oh, yeah. The original one's great. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's another
really
horror
good.
Movie I just haven't seen, apparently. You know,
I've seen them all.
Every
movie we mentioned here.
What else did you watch, Brian, besides that?
So I talked about Friday the 13th Part 2 here.
Yeah, and you were frustrated.
We rewatched Halloween 1.
Nice.
Okay.
And it's kind of bad.
You watch yourself, sir.
Kind of like not good.
Stop it.
That movie's great.
Hold your butt.
Halloween 1.
There's good parts to it, but like the acting's bad.
Did you watch Rob Zombie's remake? Is that what's going on?
No. I watched the Laurie Strode and the Jamie Lee Curtis, the original.
Mm.
It's kind of silly.
Are you saying like her friends are
yeah,
silly?
Yeah.
Totally.
Well, yeah, the girls are just like, what? Oh, get a good look at these.
I do like that line. Do you like these?
To like a guy in a sheet that is doesn't move. She turns around.
It's kind of silly now that we talk about it, but
turns around, ignores him, calls. And the way like Michael plants everything, he like puts on a show. It's pretty nuts. It's pretty
I do
silly.
Like that he leaves the fucking headstone on the bed. You know, I mean? Like he takes the fucking heads all the way from the cemetery.
Well, you talked about watching the sequel, Halloween 2. Did you end up watching it?
No. I was about to, but hear me out. Third movie of this week, Halloween H2O.
Oh, hey, you skipped ahead.
Boom, yeah.
You missed an important part. You missed the middle of it.
I don't care. Well, Halloween 2, 3, 4, 7. And they're live.
How is H2O, Brian?
Yeah, how is H2O? Did you like it?
I've seen it before, but I haven't seen it in like 10 or 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know it was like barely 80 minutes long.
Oh, it's a fucking short movie. Yeah.
That movie just like in and out, boom, 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 done. Michael Myers dead. Boom. Move on.
Yeah.
Okay. It's like the MTV version of like Halloween. It's like, boom, boom, let's get it. They have like some character development, but not really. And I like what they did with Laurie Strode.
Yeah.
Like 20 years later, she's like, post-traumatic stress and all that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like so fast. You're like, I don't even know what the fuck just happened.
Mm, okay.
But I still enjoyed it.
Did you like the new one? I forget. You probably didn't.
Not really, no.
That's right. I remember having this combo. Oh, man. This is bringing
back memories.
Back to 2018. Yeah. Oh, God.
I think the 2018 one is 2018, right? Or 2017.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's probably like one of the better sequels. I mean, it's not saying a whole lot because I like a lot of the Halloween movies just because I watched them so much as a kid. They're not like, you know, great or anything like that, but it's still really good. You know, there's only like one part of the 2018 that I was just like, oh, that's kind of weird. It's different.
Yeah.
It's different, at least.
Is it a spoiler if you say it?
I mean, it's just the doctor character.
Yeah.
That was just a weird choice.
I don't remember.
He puts on the mask.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I still don't remember.
Okay. Oh, you acted like you did. And you kind of reassured that.
I don't remember that at all, actually.
You literally just said, oh, yeah, okay.
But every time we were watching the original, I would just like do the Dr. Loomis impression.
Yeah.
Michael!
Michael!
Michael, I've known this boy for 15 years. He is pure evil.
He spends the most of that movie just standing outside. You know,
yeah.
It's like, it's pretty fucking cold out here, guys. Yeah.
He's literally waiting at Michael's house for him to come, and he never does.
Yeah.
Michael?
And then he hears someone shouting down the street, and he runs to it.
Yeah. This happens to be
That's
like
the moment the I've been waiting for.
Yeah.
The moment.
I think there's like a big continuity error between the first and second movie. Like, at the end of the first movie, I think he shoots like 5 times. And then in the second movie, it picks up right after that. But then in that second movie, he shoots 6 times or something like that. There's something like weird with that like continuity.
Why would they not use the original footage? They like reshot it?
No, I don't think they reshot it. But I think they added like an extra sound for the gunshot. So
they're McClunky, man. We got to let them do it, man. Let the filmmakers do their thing.
Oh, yeah.
But it's just funny that he's like... He's this doctor, and he's, like, caring for this boy, and then right when he sees him, pop, 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 pop,
well, because he knows. He knows he's evil. You know he's
Michael,
evil.
I've known this boy for 15 years. Michael. He's pure evil.
Yeah, so we got that. We got that the first
we
3 times.
We know he's pure evil.
It.
Like, he's not
you
here.
You don't understand. He is pure evil.
No, I have a feeling he's pure evil.
What kind of evil, sir? What kind of evil? Okay.
Pure evil.
I'm going to go trick-or-treat. I'm gonna get some candy. Let me know if anything happens.
He's the guy in a trench coat.
He's the real scary thing that night. Yeah. Again, I love the movie. Favorite horror movie ever.
There's pure evil around this.
Do you remember? Do you remember who cameos? I know, Brian, you just watched it, but you know who cameos at the beginning of H2O, Cody?
Cameos.
Mm-hmm.
Not off the top of my head.
Two big cameos in the movie.
I mean, I know a couple of the actors, but I don't know about cameos.
Well, I mean...
Is it a cameo if it's like a long bit? It's like 10 minutes.
Yeah, okay. He's in
not
the opening...
Not JGL.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
yeah.
That's what I meant.
Okay, yeah,
technically not a cameo. Yeah. Okay, I apologize.
What is a cameo? You just pop in and say, like, Michael?
I guess cameo... a cameo would
what
be...
What if he popped up and, like, all of them just for one scene? He's like, he's pure evil. And then, like...
out of the bushes, like, whoa, what the fuck? Yeah. I thought you were dead.
We're not even talking about Michael. Did you say Michael?
I guess a cameo...
Michael.
He shows up in, like, Austin Powers. Wrong fucking Mike Myers. Okay.
Michael, pure evil.
I guess a cameo would be Janet Leigh, right? She's in it, right? For, like, a split second. Yep.
She's her like secretary.
Yeah. And she's like, Happy Halloween, daughter. And they're like, no, Janet, you don't say daughter. You just say Happy Halloween. Oh.
Well, she drops hints. He's like, just my maternal instinct popping out, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I just feel like that towards you right now.
Yeah.
Like, we get it.
Fuck
Steve
yeah.
Steve Miner.
No, it's Kevin Williamson, I believe.
Steve Miner directed it.
But Kevin Williamson wrote it, bitch.
He's not a very good writer.
You watch yourself.
You awesome. Cool. We started Scream in the opening of Scream. Not the opening, but...
Don't you
Brian,
fucking
Brian,
say it, Brian.
Brian,
you
Brian
shut
I,
your
I,
fucking
I've
face.
I've by for the Halloween jokes, but you better fucking be careful, sir, if you're going after Scream.
The writing, like, okay, it's good. There's good acting because they pulled off this that should be so cheesy and so bad.
Mm-hmm.
But when Billy Loomis is in the room with Neve Campbell and he's talking about, why don't we take our relationship to NC-17?
Oh.
Like, it's too on the nerd metas where he's at.
Yeah, I
do like that part later on where they're, like, kissing each other and she leans into his ear and she's just like, or a good porno. And he's like, oh, we're going to fuck.
That was a good commentary. Me and Christian did a commentary on that.
Great.
And I remember laughing during that scene. That was a
fun one. Such a fun. It's hard to watch that movie now just knowing Scary Movie. Because I instantly, like, that Scary Movie forever is ruined Scream for me.
That's next. Yeah. We got to watch the Scary Movie franchise.
Oh,
one and two. Three's okay.
Three's fine. I like three. Four is like, oh boy.
Yeah, it just took a bad turn.
Went downhill. What about Cody? You're not watching any spooky stuff?
I watched Scream 4 the other day.
Oh, I watched that too.
Yeah, you did?
Oh, yeah, look at that.
Man,
it's on Hulu.
When did you watch it? You watched it Friday?
I watched it Thursday.
Well, fuck you. I don't want to talk
okay,
to you.
Well, okay.
Okay, so I watched it Friday, you know, and I still think it's good.
It holds up.
Can I just replay the moment that you guys just had right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
It was like such a cute moment, and I just want to replay it.
Yeah, let's play it.
Replay it. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God.
Definitely the Invisible Man commentary as well. Okay.
All right.
That's a great idea. Combining okay. sound bites.
Listen.
That was one sound bite. That was one.
Cody,
wait,
I don't.
Wait, that's not ended? That's literally how we sound.
Yeah. It's not edited at all?
I'm not going to edit this shit together.
I thought you took different moments of us reacting to scenes and put them together.
No. Cody.
If anything, I did. I just cut the silence in between, and I put.
Great. Oh, you got to put the silence back in there. It's even better. It adds to the tension.
I don't want
to
get.
Oh, fuck.
Oh my God. Okay. All right, Cody. I don't want to get too personal. Okay. But if anybody really wanted to know what it sounded like, if Cody and I fucked and finished.
You seem like a
fuck.
Oh
my God.
Wait. Let me try to add. I should edit all these together.
Yeah. Oh fuck.
Oh
my God. Oh, bite that nipple.
The original clip is literally like the end of sex.
No, added,
it's right there. Christian's orgasm. And I'm like, and pretending I'm having a good time, and Christian's like, oh.
It's weird because when I hear myself say, oh, yeah, it sounds like I'm looking down. Or add on to it at the end, add on to the. Oh, fuck.
Oh,
my God.
You know.
I love holes.
Oh boy.
Oh, it hurts. It fucking hurts.
If you guys want to check those screams out, check out the Invisible Man on our Patreon.
Or we just ignore the movie and just bone each other, apparently.
You know? Yeah, just start fucking. I'm like,
Brian,
dude.
Brian's just sitting there hungry, like, what am I supposed to do?
I'm with a microphone trying to pull off a commentary. His guys just start banging each other.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Scream 4 is still pretty good.
Yeah, Scream 4 is good.
I like it.
It's really good. Oh, jeez.
Yeah. The last 30 minutes in particular is great. Whew. Love it.
How did you react during the last 30 minutes?
Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God.
That's legit one person having a good time, and I'm just, like, pretending I am. That's literally what happened.
Oh, I'm sorry, Cody. I'm not satisfying you enough?
I don't think it is. If you go back and listen to it, it sounds fake. It sounds like I'm like, oh.
I'm enjoying it.
You're performing? Yeah. Let me see.
I'm enjoying it.
We really need to analyze this. Here we go.
Yeah, here we go.
Oh, fuck.
Oh,
my God.
Christian's having the time. Maybe that's what it is. Christian just sounds like he's having the time of his life. And I'm more subdued.
He's overreacting.
Was it good for you? Was it good for you? Why didn't you look at me during?
It's like Jesus Christ, I barely touched you and you're just fucking losing your shit.
That's the beginning and end of the sex right there. Just starts immediately and ends.
Wait, I got it. Here we go.
Okay, what we got?
This is how you guys sound when you're fucking.
Okay. Oh, fuck.
Oh,
my God. Just tell me what you want me to fuck. Oh, no, my hat. God damn
it.
Oh,
no, not the hat. Take my eyes, but not the hat.
Not the cat. You're just a cat now.
God damn it. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Anywho.
Anyways.
Then I watched.
What else did you watch? Nothing I haven't seen. What have you seen?
Rewatched Ready or Not.
Yeah.
Fucking great.
Love
Second
Ready.
Time seeing it. That's one of the better movies of the last few years.
Hey, look at there you go. You went from Scream 4 to Ready or Not, and the guys who did Ready or Not are doing Scream 5. Boom, there you
go. Right. That's right. Yeah.
There you go.
Wait, they are? That was them that got the job?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool. All right.
Ricardo and George. I don't know what their names are.
Ricardo and George. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, they're taking on Scream 5. So That's exciting.
I just love the super chat here from Harrison. Just joined. What the hell is going on here?
that's what goes down. If you want to send those super chats and Streamlabs, that'd be great. Because I'm in pain right now. Oh, my goodness. Fucking A. Yeah, Ready or Not's great. We've talked about that before, right? About, like, I know we won't spoil the ending, but if they didn't go
that
through
ending,
with,
though.
That ending, though. Mm-hmm. If they didn't go through with it, I think it would have been just as good. But it's so over the top that it just, it's like, oh, it's gorgeous. Wonderful. Awesome. Wonderful.
Awesome. Yeah, good stuff. Brian, check it out. Ready or Not's good.
Is that the one with the girl that looks like Harley Quinn?
Yes.
Margot Robbie?
Yes, yes, yes. It's on HBO.
Samara Weaving.
Yeah.
On HBO Max?
HBO Max, yeah.
What's the movie? Is it a J.J. Abrams or it's like Nazi zombies or something?
Overlord. I watched that a couple of days ago. Yeah.
That's good?
That's really good. Like,
is that on the HBO?
That one's on Amazon, I believe.
Mm,
oh, look at little catty Felix. Look at little Felix.
It's Luna. It's Luna.
Oh, whatever. Overlord's really good, Brian. I actually think you would kind of dig Overlord, Brian, because that one takes it pretty serious. It's not like campy or goofy or anything. It's pretty straightforward.
You gotta commit. You gotta commit to the bit.
It fucking commits, man. The first half of the movie is just a war movie, and then there's zombies. It's really fucking interesting. It's really cool.
Is it like what is it, Dusk Till Dawn, where it's like
Much. They like characters think they're in one movie, but they're in a different movie.
She's really standing on her back legs. You guys see that? That's adorable. She's just sitting there.
Is that impressive?
Like how?
What
is that impressive? Don't they do that all the time?
It's just cute.
Oh, okay, you know? Okay. I'm sorry.
He's not impressed, Cody.
Not at all.
Teacher cat. Goes,
look, okay, that's okay.
Saying.
That's
not that adorable.
Okay. That was cute. Okay.
Did you say feed your cat? She doesn't have any food.
It just wants to eat. Right now.
Why are you up here? Oh, okay. Yeah.
She
hungry.
Never does that though.
She always does this. She's...
Oh, like during the show?
Oh, she has before. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And most time I'm just like, shut the fuck up.
Oh, okay, okay. You beat your cat. That's nice.
This time I'm just like, you know what? Get up here.
Okay.
Get up here.
All right. Yeah. Anyway. I'm trying to think. Did I watch anything spooky?
I think Halloween 2 is next on my list.
Okay.
Yeah, gotta watch. Fuck yeah. Yeah, we still got a couple days left in spooky month, so we should watch more spooky stuff.
We're doing a commentary Wednesday, right?
We are doing a commentary.
Look at you. Look at you, Brian.
And this week we're watching Halloween Town.
Ooh.
Ooh. That's because like the younger sister at one point, she's like acting like a ghost. And she's like, ooh. It's funny.
Huh.
Yeah. I have not seen this film, guys. Looking forward to it. By all means, if you have any drinking rule suggestion, let us know.
Let us know in the chat, baby.
That'll be a fun one. We always have fun with these Disney Channel ones, man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember the last time I saw the first one. I liked the second one, but again, I haven't seen them in 20 years because I remember a trap, a part, a trappa, Calabar's Revenge. Ah!
There you go.
Second one, right?
Yeah, it's the second one.
I'm holding up my fingers like you guys can see, but I'm in a green screen, so you guys can't see anything.
Have you been doing that all day? You're like, okay, guys, so.
During my
Trump
impression,
many movies.
I was like doing this. I was like.
That looks cool.
Can't see anything.
You should put your hands on your face. Oh, yeah.
I did that.
I think it's impressive that the green screen's working, even though your suit and the screen behind you are two different shades
greens,
of green, and it still works. It's impressive.
Hey, you gotta point out the bit, you know?
Oh, okay.
You just gotta let it go.
I thought we all saw this.
Point it out. Don't point it out.
We haven't seen. I'll show you guys at the end. If you guys stick around, I can show you at the end.
Stick around.
Are you upset that I revealed it was a green screen like that? That's
how as is opposed
he doing
to what?
This? Oh no!
You had a blue screen and a blue suit.
I wonder if I did put a blue screen behind me. How would that handle?
Not key too well if you're looking for the greens. Yeah.
Yeah. That one might be different.
Yeah.
Yeah. Harrison.
Halloween Town.
Harrison sent another super chat. Spookiest animated film. Scooby-Doo Zombie Island has to be up there for me. I love Scooby-Doo Zombie Island. That was good shit.
Yeah. I don't think I've seen that in very long time. I don't remember almost anything.
I just remember the biggest moment is when they try to pull off the zombie's face as if it's a mask, and it's like a real face. And I was like, oh, they're fucking real. Fuck dude. I knew it.
Whoa.
It's cool.
I remember some of the actual Scooby-Doo episodes are kind of creepy.
Yeah, they scared me as a kid, too. Oh, yeah.
What that horn that goes. Vroom, vroom.
Spooky.
You guys remember
shit.
That stuff?
Kind of. I just remember,
I was always scared of Courage the Cowardly Dog, even though I loved that show.
That was a creepy show.
That's a creepy ass show.
It was great, but like it was legit. Like me as a kid, like let's watch something scary. Put on Courage the Cowardly Dog. You know,
Invader Zim was pretty.
That was a good one. Yeah,
pretty creepy.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of like movies that are animated though that were scary. I don't know if I can think of any
animated movies. I haven't seen like Monster House or is that the one? Like people that did Coraline.
Ooh, I don't know about that. That's not the Coraline studio.
That's like Paranorman or Box Trolls. I mean.
Yeah, those are all the Coraline people. But Monster House is good. Okay. Yeah, Monster House is good.
Never mind. But it's the same kind of animation, right? A little bit.
I don't think so.
Well, fuck me then. I don't know.
Monster House is just straight up anime. I think it's like written by Dan Harmon or
it
produced
by it was. I think Spielberg produced it as well, I want to say.
Spielberg.
It was a big production.
Okay.
Nightmare
Before Christmas kind of creeped me out a little bit.
Okay.
Still haven't seen it.
Really?
I was too scared as a kid to see it, and I still haven't.
Coward.
Well, there you go, never come across it.
Yeah, you go watch it.
Should I watch it? Should I watch it? Is that a Christmas movie or is that a Halloween movie?
I'd say it's more Halloween, but that's just me, guys. That's just me.
Controversial. Controversial. You know? So watch it right now. Don't watch it during Christmas time.
You can. I'm just saying it's if you're doing one or the other, I think I would go Halloween. But
is that the one that goes, this is Halloween, this is Halloween. Yes.
Halloween, mm-hmm. Halloween.
Reinforcing that it's a Halloween.
So it's a Halloween movie. It's not like, this is Christmas. So this is Christmas.
They have a song called Making Christmas. So, I mean.
It's like a combination of the
two. It's really a combo, man.
So just watch it in the middle of like November.
Yeah, right in the sweet spot. Yeah. Watch it on Thanksgiving. Worlds. Fuck it. Watch on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Oh, James Diesel brings up a good one. Corpse Bride was kind of spooky. Corpse Bride's fantastic.
I like Corpse
Bride. That's a great movie.
Yeah, I like that one. Yeah. I think it was always the doctor in Nightmare Before Christmas. He fucking creeped me out. He had like the big old forehead and the small mouth. It was creepy. That guy was creepy. Fuck that guy. I like that guy.
Okay. Well, you want to talk about it?
The island thing for Scooby-Doo reminded me of a different movie that had nothing to do with it.
Okay.
Other than the fact that it took place on an island, I want to watch Club Dredd again.
Club Dredd's
great.
Dude,
Club Dredd's great. I love Club Dredd. I believe that's streaming somewhere too. I watched that this year too.
Oh, is it streaming somewhere?
It's either on, I think it's on Hulu or maybe Amazon. Check one of the two.
I got to watch Club Dredd. That was pretty, there's some pretty creepy moments in that movie too.
Yeah. I love Bill Paxton in that movie because my favorite is when he's like, coconut, Pete's, paella. And he's like, yes, god damn it, yes! Yeah! And he just screams. Oh, he's so good.
What did he say? I was riding Coconut Pete before Jimmy Margaritaville was on the goddamn map.
He's like,
my favorite part's when the guy like gets stabbed or shot or whatever, and he's like, oh, you. I knew it was you this whole time. You specifically. And they're like, who? Just not saying who it was.
You, I knew.
They even I should have known this whole time. Yeah. It was you.
They're like, god damn it, Putnam, say the fucking name.
That's who it says, right? The J. Chad Rosinska guy?
Yeah.
The director, yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, you bloody hoe.
we should do that. Fuck, that's great.
Emmanuel
on
Fuentes.
Hulu, confirmed.
Club Drive is on Hulu.
Commentary.
Boom.
Pinalo.
Yeah, Pinalo.
Oral Roberts.
He tells them when they jump off the cliff to squirt your butt cheeks together, or else water's going to go up. Such a silly movie, man.
It's great.
I gotta watch that.
Good stuff.
I gotta watch that again.
Did you guys watch Bo Rat 2?
I did.
The movie film?
I did.
I did.
Brian, you did not?
I did not. I have not.
You did not!
Better. That was better than you did before.
A little bit better.
It was better than very
I'm almost glad we're in a quarantine so we don't have to be around people doing the fucking my wife all the time too. Although I'm sure that everyone's doing it and I take it because I don't want to be in a quarantine. But I'm just saying.
You just did it though.
Whatever. I'm doing it as a joke. It's whatever. What did you think, Cody? Did you like it?
I did. Yeah. And the whole time I'm thinking like, not necessarily like, is this real? But I'm thinking like, how did they shoot this? Okay.
Yeah.
Like, did they film all like the real stuff first and then film like the scripted stuff and like kind of write the movie as it was happening? I'm just more curious about the production of it. I don't care if it's fucking real or not. I'm just it's funny. Yeah. You know, I laughed.
There was really, cause a lot of it felt Like, oh, that's an actor. That's an actor. And then there was really only one. I mean, the big stuff where he's like interweaving with.
Thank you, Brian. You have to adjust that.
Yeah, you got to go up a little bit higher. Yeah,
get up there.
When he's doing like the actual, he's going to like actual like political conventions and whatnot.
Yeah, that shit was funny. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Penn stuff and the music festival or whatever that he was at.
Whatever that thing was.
Yeah, that was great.
So good. And the girl too, who plays his daughter, she
was
really fucking good. Yeah.
Yeah, she was great.
But yeah, I had a good. I don't remember the first one that much. I saw it and I liked it. And then like obviously like the Rudy Giuliani stuff came out, which, like, when you watch it in full context, am I going to get in trouble for saying this? It's not nearly as bad as it's meant out to be, but it's still not great.
You can watch that and try to spin it.
Yeah.
That it's like they made it look worse than it was.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
There's definitely
still at the very least, if he's a creep.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah,
he puts his back on the girl's, like he knows what he was doing there.
Yeah,
his hand on her back like that. Like mm-hmm. He knows what he was doing.
He like asks for her number and like.
Yeah. So what's the situation? I mean, are they in a hotel room? I haven't seen it.
They were doing an interview. You want me to tell you? Or
yeah.
You know, okay. They were doing.
It's
an
out
interview.
There in the public too. If you don't want to get, it's not like huge or anything.
They were doing like a fake interview in the hotel room, and then like she invites him into the bedroom or whatever, and they have like drinks in there, and they're trying to get him to like, and then he like. She takes off his mic pack, which is down here, so his shirt becomes untucked. So he puts his hand down his pants to tuck his shirt back in.
Mm-hmm.
So the debate is whether or not he was doing that tucking his shirt or whether or not he's just feeling himself a little bit.
Yeah.
Playing himself. But,
yeah.
Is he married? Is Giuliani married?
I think he's divorced.
And I think he's like openly known to like brag about cheating on his wife or something like that.
It's
not great.
The guy's not a good dude regardless.
Yeah.
It's a weird situation.
But like as soon as that like story came out, I think a lot of people were spinning it like, oh, Rudy Giuliani, because like her character plays a 15-year-old. She's like 25 in real life, but I don't think maybe there's something that they cut out, but she never specifically says, oh, I'm 15 or anything, you know. So but like when headlines were coming out, it was just like, oh, Rudy Giuliani, 15-year-old girl, does this in hotel. And then that screenshot came out of him with his hands down his pants. So it was just like, whoa.
Yeah.
The headline I saw was Giuliani plays with himself behind reporter.
It's definitely not good. You know, it's
it's not a good look for him. I mean, even if that's, again, if that's what's wrong, like at the very least, he looks like a dude who's using his position to try to hook up with a reporter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's still creepy.
Yeah. Very creepy.
Yeah.
But yeah, because like that was like the... That's like the big moment in the movie, because there's like a side thing where Borat's like running to go get her and stuff. So it's like, it is still funny. And when he walks in as the sound guy, it's pretty funny.
Oh yeah, that's
funny.
Yeah.
Some good shit. But the overall thing, like, it feels a lot smaller scale than the first movie because there's a lot of intimate moments just between like him and his daughter. So yeah, I'm with you, Cody. Like, I'm curious as to like how they shot everything and when, because.
Most of it was filmed during COVID, it looked like.
Yeah, I think I read that like most of it was, and they play into that a lot. So I'm wondering like how, because there was like 8 writers on the fucking script, so it must have changed like fucking drastically.
Nathan Fielder credited?
I don't know.
Yeah. Ah, he's great.
Do you know the guy?
Was he credited for
Nathan
the first
for
movie?
You? You guys never seen Nathan for You?
Oh, I know who that is. No, I
think you
show.
Would die laughing with Nathan for You, Cody.
Okay.
That shit's fun. And he wrote for that.
Yeah.
And he wrote for Who Is America? The Borat
Who Is America?
Show on Showtime. Yeah. That had some funny bits, but the rest were some not so funny.
Okay.
All right.
But yeah.
I think you'd like it, Brian. I think
you would. Yeah. Did you like the first one? Oh,
well, you haven't?
Fucking A.
Really?
No.
Oh.
I just never like came across it. Yeah. Mm. I don't know why.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Yeah. There's like one moment that made me laugh out loud, and then a lot of just like, that's good.
a lot of chuckles.
Yeah, heartfelt, good stuff. Borat too.
Heartfelt. Go check it out.
Yeah, it's a little heartfelt.
A little bit.
Yeah, little father daughter stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
more than I anticipated, because the first one's like a total joke, like the whole time, and then this one is just like, oh, because like the way he sets it up, like the daughter has a specific set of views, and so does he from like their country, and then you know things like progress over the movie, and it's nice. It's nice. Sorry, that's the last
time.
Fucking last time.
Does he do the same
You're going
to
get there, Brian. You're going to get there. Or Christian, sorry. same jokes.
Where it's like my wife, it's nice. Like all
not
the
really. Really. I think he says them like once or twice.
Yeah.
But you know, I'm sure there's a lot more. There's like newer one-liners that people would repeat and stuff.
Yeah.
Nice.
So
very nice. Yeah. Well. Yeah.
Nice. Is the fat guy in it?
No.
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 There's a joke about him, and it's funny. It's very funny. So I watched Borat 2. And I also watched one of my favorite series on Netflix right now, David Letterman.
Bly Manor.
Bly Manor? Oh, I did finish Bly Manor. I finished it. And I cried my ass off.
Isn't it a great, beautiful ending?
Isn't it a beautiful ending, man.
Man. Even if you don't find it scary, guys, just about the story. Dude. Right, it's a nice story that was told. And 20, I thought it was very emotional.
20 yeah. minutes of just pure fucking crying. Like,
Amber's like, Jesus Christ, Chris.
She cried a little bit. But
I'm trying to watch this.
I literally leaned over to her. I was like, you didn't cry at all? She's like, yeah, for a little bit. And then I stopped.
She's like, I'm trying to watch the fucking World Series, all right?
Oh, that's a great series.
Rosarena just fucking scored and they won, all
right? Great series too.
Watch it because you're fine doing this.
Did you guys watch the crazy moment?
I watched that crazy game.
I hate watching. That's flashbacks. That's like Little League type shit, man. It's just like chaos, man.
Yeah. Just like fuck up after fuck up, and it's
it's
the Dodger
terrible.
Game. What was it? Game five or
that was game four?
Four.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last night was game five. They have one more.
If the Dodgers would have won, they could have won yesterday. They could have like won the World Series yesterday.
If they
right?
would won, yeah, you're right.
If they would have won like two in a row,
but we got there. Yeah, right.
Okay.
Yeah,
sorry about that. But now it's like prolonged the series. But ooh, that was an intense.
But it's been a fun series. It's been a nice little back and forth, and that's what you want in a World Series. That's what you want.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to six games. Six games is good, man.
Yeah. Might go to seven.
Like when the game comes down to a guy who's like 0-3.
Yeah,
and hasn't had a hit since like March. And then
I don't think it's been since March, but okay. Yeah. The way that the guy scored the run, though, when he came around and fucking tumbled, and then like had to like crawl over there and then hit the play, was hilarious.
That could have been a huge blunder if like the Dodgers actually like got their shit together and tagged him out.
Yeah.
And that could have been a huge like fuck up on his end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he was speeding around the bases, man. That guy's fast.
Look at you, Brian. Look at Brian watching baseball.
Brian talking about
holy
sports.
Shit. This is what crazy. Thought,
hey. Oh, you guys want to talk about the Broncos getting their ass beat on the Sunday?
I forgot you're vaguely a Broncos fan. Yeah. I forgot about this.
It was a blowout. So I put on what did I put on? The Rams game.
Rams are playing right now. So
the Chargers.
Bullshit there.
It was the Chargers. It was an LA team.
I put on the Rams game. No, you didn't.
It was an LA team, Cody.
Okay. All right.
The goddamn LA teams are there.
They're two, you know.
Goddamn. Yeah, I thought there was at least three.
Yeah, lucky you picked a city with two teams. Oh man, if you were like, you know, then I put on the Seahawks game. No, you didn't, because it wasn't at that time.
That was an insane game too.
That was a fun game, yeah. I watched that whole thing.
You watched it till the end?
Yeah, I had fantasy football implications in there that I was keeping an eye on. Like, don't give it to him. Don't give it to him. And then,
did they give it to Hamwood?
Did I say Hamwood? Is that what I said?
What'd you say?
Don't give it to him. Don't give it to him.
Oh, him. I he's in Hamwood. Like a
Hamwood's
name.
A great name, though.
Hamwood. If I can tight end from USC, Hamwood.
You got a fucking Hamwood out here.
Can I get a Hamwood?
Yeah. Come on.
What am I doing? It's the hat. It's not me.
Anyway,
I have been keeping up with the footballs and the World Series.
Football.
Look at you. So
I thought the World Series would be on tonight, and that would have been cool to like live watch it. And
oh no!
At least no, but next week, tomorrow. Guys. Next week, Tampa
the election?
Bay, the Monday night football game. All right. Oh. So I'm gonna have my phone down here watching this, ignoring you guys. Be like, all right, yeah, that's great. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It starts at 5. So would it be over by 8?
Well, 8-ish. It starts at like 5:30, I think. 5:20, 5:30. Yeah, so we'll catch the end of it as we're starting the show. Yeah.
I was watching, who were the Bucks playing yesterday?
Yesterday they played...
the Rams?
No, they played the Raiders.
Oh, yeah. I was watching that and I was like, fuck, Tom Brady's going to fucking lose. Good, that piece of shit.
What the hell?
It was like 20.
That's my middle-aged quarterback you're talking about here.
It was 20-24 and I was like, fuck, yeah, the Raiders are going to win this. They're going to beat Tom Brady. And I look over, it's like 48-20. I'm like, God damn it.
Oh, yeah. They went off in that fourth quarter, man.
God damn Tom Brady.
It's so weird. The teams,
hot wife
and his perfect fucking life, you know? Fuck you, man. Yeah.
Meanwhile, I'm fucking dressing up in a green screen and trying to do a bit.
Don't explain the joke, Brian. Come on.
He's killing life right now with his hot wife Hotness. And money. Fuck.
A lot of money.
Damn hot money.
I wish I had that hot
damn
money.
You, Tom.
Hot money in Florida. Oh, Jesus
hot
Christ.
Hot money, hot life. Oh, man.
That's a good shirt. Yeah. Hot money, hot fuck life.
You. Fuck Tom Brady.
Bucks all are right. 5-2, I think, for the first time in a very long time. I'm like, I saw that. I'm like, I can't remember the last time this happened. This is fantastic.
Do you think they have a shot to go to the Super Bowl?
We have a shot. I don't think it'll happen just because nothing ever goes my way. But fuck. I think
Tom Brady was in his post-game interview. He's like, fuck, I think Cody did something to us. Like, I think this is because Cody is a fan
it's
of us.
It's definitely not me. You know, I got a hot wife and a hot life. You know, and it's like, it's not my fucking fault, dude.
I mean, it doesn't matter. I already won Super Bowls. I'm going to go home to my hot wife.
Right I don't now. Need this, you know. Yeah. Cody
going to my mansion.
This, and it sucks
Derek
that you
Jeter's
can't
mansion.
Have it. That I'm renting, you know.
Going to Derek Jeter's mansion, I party with him and J-Lo and our hot wife.
That's A-Rod.
J-Lo's with A-Rod.
A-Rod.
Oh, man.
Fuck! Fucking God damn it!
What team are the Yankees in? What? I mean, what city?
What team are the Yankees in?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, they're the New York Yankees. Yeah,
there you
there
go.
We go.
Okay.
Wait, so Derek Jeter.
Yeah, we'll get back to this here. Yeah, what's up?
I get them mixed up.
That's they're racist. Yeah.
They played on the same side of the infield, you know? I get it.
All right. They're both Latino.
Are they? Okay.
A-Rod is. I don't know if Jeter is.
Yeah. I don't know.
Jeter,
that's why I'm
Jeter
legit asking
does not sound like
question.
A Latino name.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Rodriguez. Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be he great is. If it was it was switched up.
Rodriguez is the...
Oh, man.
The Italian.
We got fooled, man. We got set up.
Derek Sanderson Jeter. There's no way this guy's Latino.
Why
Sanderson?
He should have gone with Sanderson. That should have been his fucking name.
Derek Sanderson.
Up to the plate, Sanderson Jeter. Oh, my God. That's a great name.
Cool. He is...
Ooh, Latino.
Oh, hold on a second.
Really?
Oh, we might have to backtrack. We might get canceled for this. His mother is of English, German, and Irish ancestry, while his father... He's African American.
I think I did know that.
Oh, you didn't say it though.
I know. I of course I wouldn't want to be wrong. I'd be like the white guy is just guessing the race of a person. You know, it's like, no.
Cody's like, I think he's African American.
I think he's at least half. No, I'm not gonna fucking say that. No.
What would happen if he wasn't?
Exactly. You gotta fuck, guys. Think about my point, my perspective here, okay? If I say that and I'm wrong, oh god.
Cody, that's not good, everyone Cody. On the Yankees is half African American.
But Jeter is, and I knew that. Damn,
get on, get on you.
Next
you sat
time,
on
just
that.
Like, go with your gut and just
Sanderson Jeter. Absolutely. All right,
Sanderson.
Oh,
we're
boy.
Naming a fucking character Sanderson.
Sanderson. Oh, absolutely. Speaking of Sanderson naming Jeter. Characters, Cody. Good segue there, Cody.
Thank you,
ladies.
I don't know what we're segueing to,
ladies
okay.
and gentlemen, boys and girls. After the show ends tonight, we've got a little something special. Not just for not really for everyone, but eventually everyone. How about that? But tonight,
God damn it!
I'm my own worst enemy. Yeah. I'm my own worst enemy. But tonight, bless you. Just for our patrons, because they are awesome and they get things first. We have a brand new sketch, and boom,
there we go.
Brian auditioned for Dove. And
we have the footage.
We have the footage.
Nice.
It's absolutely wonderful. So tonight, as soon as this here show ends, we are posting a sketch for our Patreon. It's just $1. $1 and up, you get access to it, plus a bunch of other stuff. And that will eventually release probably this weekend for everybody else here on this channel. But if you want to see it early and laugh along with everybody else and then eventually see the behind the scenes and bloopers for that, join the Patreon. But yeah, tonight, surprise, you guys are getting a new sketch.
Woo!
Yeah.
I hope you like it. I hope it doesn't suck.
I let you guys sit in on my Dove audition.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was really cool of them to it was cool of them to send the footage like that. It was really cool.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I recorded on my end and I gave it to you guys, but I let you guys sit in on the Zoom meeting.
That's right. Yeah.
Any callbacks or anything yet? Any
ooh,
updates?
Hey, I can't. Spoilers.
Fair
Cody.
No,
I can't,
fair.
I
just want to know if we, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. Just want to know if people are watching.
No.
Okay.
No. Fair enough.
Okay. Yeah.
We'll find out together.
If and when I get a callback next week.
All right.
But if you want to see it tonight,
Patreon.
After the show, Patreon.
Patreon.com/wangers. $1. We're going to get into, as we close out here, we're going to get into the last three. These are long spooky month stories. So everybody get buckled in. I also wanted to say that I watched David Letterman's, what's that show fucking called? And Your Next Guest?
The Next Guest Needs No Introduction.
There you go. Thank you, Brian.
I started the Chappelle one.
Okay, so this is what's funny. Before we get into these stories, I watched three. I didn't see the Lizzo episode. There's only four. I don't know much about Lizzo. I'm not, I don't know, whatever. Maybe I'll watch it. I was very much looking forward to it because it's Robert Downey Jr., Dave Chappelle. Yeah. I love Dave Chappelle. He's my favorite. And Kim Kardashian. Guess which one out of the three of those was my favorite?
Going to guess Kardashian. Kim Kardashian.
It's my favorite episode out of the three.
Really?
Fucking fascinating. It was really, really good.
I can't stand them.
I can't either, but she gets into the time when she got robbed in, like, France, and it gets really emotional. I think it's in France.
Publicity stunt.
I don't know, but...
Open your eyes,
open
man.
Open my eyes.
Publicity stunt.
She Trump talks about...
Never had COVID.
She talks about the...
Derek Jeter's half black.
She talks about that. She talks about
but he's definitely not Latino. Do we know that? Okay. We're just going to gloss over that Brian thought he was half Latino.
And he's not dating Jennifer Lopez.
No. Completely different
guy. But he is renting out his old house to Tom Brady. Okay,
there you go.
Go on, Christian. Sorry.
It was just really fascinating. And that was emotional. She talks about the OJ trial. That was really cool. I was really surprised. I was, like, most engaged with that. Like, Chappelle's one was good. But it was just kind of like, oh, yeah, this is kind of what I expected. Nothing really new or anything. And it's just a nice watch. And then the Robert Downey Jr. run was just kind of weird. It was just like really, really weird episode.
He's very, like, charismatic and verbose. He likes to just, like, talk and use big words.
It's hard not to see him and think Tony Stark because it's like they're one and the same, you know?
Yeah.
So... but yeah, it's good. I love David Letterman, and I loved a lot of the episodes. The Jay-Z episode's fucking fantastic, and actually, so is the Ellen DeGeneres. Even though I don't know, do people not like her anymore? I don't know her. Episode,
I don't think they do anymore.
Her episode was actually really good. Because afterwards she killed
allegedly.
The guy. No, I'm kidding.
Allegedly, she's half black. Is that what you just
you're that or Latino? I think.
Yeah, Ellen DeGeneres. All right,
Ellen
ladies and gentlemen.
Sanderson DeGeneres.
Ellen Sanderson.
Did you see who said it in the chat? I'm sorry. Let me just pull up this comment here. Raven said, Hamwood Sanderson or Sanderson Hamwood has to be the name of the character that we write into the next sketch.
Ah, there it is.
Sanderson Hamwood.
Oh, we're doing it. Yeah. We're doing that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got three more spooky month stories. I believe Cody will go first with the story from Edgar Hernandez.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. This is from Edgar Hernandez.
Say it properly.
Hello, my name is Edgar Hernandez. I have some spooky stories to share.
And we have some images as well, too. Sorry.
Okay.
Oops.
There's a haunted commercial involved here. Yeah.
You guys, don't forget to vote yes on 22. Pay for Uber.
Is that what it was saying?
Yeah.
No, don't vote. Don't vote.
Oh, God.
Yes on Prop 22.
Okay, we shouldn't be telling people what to vote for. Okay,
but you shouldn't
vote. Who are we, Joe Rogan? Here we go. I have to preface this story. Preface? Preface? Preface. The story by mentioning that my family is from a small town called San Bartolome, Piedana in Oaxaca, Mexico. How did I do, guys?
That was good. That was good.
Thank you. It's a small town.
Just like Derek Jeter.
It's a small town where people believe in witches and other types of occult beings.
Brujas.
I believe the types of witches we believe are different from the ones shown/depicted in USA culture and media. The witches from my town are said to only appear during night. Their faces are always hidden, so people of the town usually can't figure out who it is. That's convenient. Mm. They are normal women, and we don't know if they realize that they turn into witches at night. Mm. If you slight them in their normal/human form, they come to hunt you. They like to steal babies and play with them, in quotes. That's what it says. Jesus.
Sorry.
Playing with them means taking the baby and just tossing the baby amongst them. Jesus Christ, like a hot potato? They're just fucking... What the hell? They say play with the babies behind the town church. People say sometimes that late at night you can hear women giggling and laughing from behind the town church. People have reported waking up in the morning and their baby is bruised up. Oh, Jesus. And dad, the bruises coming from the witches.
That's not so fun anymore, is it?
Throwing the baby around. You can't really kill them immediately. You can only kill their witch form. they're kind of like vampires in that they cannot be in the sun when they're witch form. Yes, yeah. Another way to kill their witch form is you see one and show no fear and go up to them and see their faces and say you know who they are. And you really need to know who they are, like personally know them in their human form. Then they will die of embarrassment. This story is from my grandmother. There was a couple that had three kids, but each one had died. It turned out that the wife was a witch. At night, she would take the baby and place an object in its place so the dad would think the baby is still there. The slab of rock is what was placed in the baby's place, just the slab, not the entire setup. This is called a metate. It is used to make a delicious drink called tahate. Am I saying that right, guy?
Tahate, yeah.
Tahate. The father found out that his wife is a witch. The father confronted his wife, which then caused his wife's witch form to die. He then killed her. Jesus Christ, this is intense. In August 95, my parents are staying at my uncle's place in our hometown. They are staying there with two of my younger cousins. The house is not finished being built. My dad says that one of my cousins woke him up to go with her to the restroom outside because she did not want to go outside by herself. As he is walking out the door of my house, my mom calls him and tells my dad, "Where are you going?" My dad says, "Carmela needs to use the restroom. Not needs us to use the restroom. Carmela needs to use the restroom. I'm going with her outside." My mom then says, "What are you talking about? Carmela is right here sleeping next to me."
Oh, fuck.
My family says it was a witch who wanted to lure my dad out and take him to kill him. Oh, my God. There are also men who turn into dogs the same way women turn into witches. They turn into demonic dogs. You can tell when they're around because there's an odor. They look just like normal dogs. It is these dogs that help witches hunt babies. Something more recent is that people are still living in my hometown say that there are kids who go to the town graveyard at night and do dark rituals. People say they see these kids flying around the graveyard. Jesus Christ!
That's creepy.
To protect yourself from evil people claimed that you should have a... Oh boy. You should have a Ojo de Venado. See picture below. Christian, you want to pull that picture?
It's up there. Ojo. It looks like a little hamburger on a little keychain or something. Okay.
Says, "My grandma made me wear one. The picture above is not mine. Throughout my entire childhood, because when I was recently born, a curandero?
A healer.
All right. I could have just said the English translation, I guess. Told my grandma that I had blood that witches found sweet, so I would attract more witches as a baby. And this, here we go again, Ojo de Venado from witches." Sorry. Just my pronunciation of that one. Oh, Dave Venato. All right. Another way to protect from witches is to get chorizos. See picture below.
Oh, yep.
Chorizo, yep. Like I get from the
chorizos.
Truck in the morning.
I read that chorizos. First. I thought it was chorizos too.
And block the door with them because then a witch would not go through the chorizos. Oh, the people in my hometown are very religious, so they believe in both sides heavily. They believe in that and all that is good, gods and saints, etc. But they also believe in evil, the same amount of witches, like devil, demonic dogs, etc. Wow. That's it, guys. That was intense, Edgar.
Holy shit, Edgar, are you
okay?
Okay? Yeah, you okay, man?
Good God.
You need some chorizos to help you out, man?
Okay. I am. That one got dark, man.
It does kind of sound like La Llorona a little bit. Yeah. And
how did my pronunciation go, guys? How'd that go?
Some of them were kind of funny. Ojo de Venado means eye of the deer, says Fonzie in the chat. Eye of the deer.
Okay, thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Oh, man.
Okay.
That's right. Mine. Man, whew. Creepy.
All right. Well, we got through one of them. Don't worry. We got two more. I'll go next, two Brian. More. Okay.
Did you guys give me the longest one on purpose? That one happened?
Brian's is pretty long, too.
There's pretty long.
All right, here we go. This one's called Spooky Car by Harley Payne. I don't know if this is real or if this is a short story, but here we go.
He has car?
Is it a sequel? You want to read it as a...
Please read it in Film Noir.
In Film Noir, guy? Yeah. Okay. It was October 1st of this year at about 12:40 a.m. There's an alleyway directly in front of my house that usually has some streetlights on and a few motion sensors popping up sporadically on due to the rabbits that roam around here. I walked outside and it was completely dark and totally silent. Then after a bit, two headlights suddenly lit up the alleyway and the engine revved. Sorry, that was me. All right. I couldn't see the frame of the car at the time. We could safely assume it was a classic car due to the perfectly rounded headlights and the powerful noise of the engine. It sat for a minute, and I thought to myself, haha, this is kind of like Christine. Nice. I added the nice. Then suddenly the car starts moving forward. It pulled up quickly and extremely close to my curb before sharply taking a left turn and a sort of lazily cruising away.
the full car now visible. It was a late 1920s/early 1930s vehicle. The kind of car you can clearly see in the cab of it. But I could not see anyone driving. I thought that was weird and figured the driver must have been wearing black or something. Don't assume that. Okay. When I looked up the street lights, this is fucking hard to do.
Hold on.
Just stay strong, bro. Stay strong. You got this, okay? You're doing great. I want you to know.
When I looked up, the street lights had come on. I just left. And thought my friend Johnny. Hey, Johnny. Hey, how you doing? He's got like the same voice as me. Would have a field day with this. So I started to text him about it. We have phones.
Sorry.
All right. When the car suddenly...
It's a good anecdote. We have phones.
I'm trying to improv a little bit.
Hey, you're doing great, bud.
Thanks. All right.
You're welcome.
Yeah. All right. When the car suddenly appears from the right side of the street, there's no way it could have driven full circle in that amount of time. No way. It was also completely silent this time. I still could have seen a driver. And the left side now looked as though it had wrecked into something. It cut back into the alleyway where its taillights faded off. And the street lights did too. I know the neighborhood pretty well, so I wouldn't have known if someone bought a car like that. Hell, I know the guy behind me is about to buy a new Ford truck. And I don't give
what
a shit.
What model? F-150, F-250, maybe.
Well, I have to say this completely. This is funny.
What about a Ford Focus?
Hell, I know the guy behind me is about to buy a new Ford truck. And I don't give a shit about that guy or trucks.
That's funny.
I walked through the alley the next morning. I didn't see it. Nor has it come back. Asked around a bit, too. Nothing. Johnny gave me all of his theories about what dimension of hell bleed into a Dallas suburb. I decided to watch Christine. The end.
Oh, man. Harley Payne.
I'm loving this character you've just created here, Matt Griffin.
Thank you.
It's great. Yeah.
It's basically my version of Max Payne. Basically how Max Payne kind of talks a little bit. Thank you, Harley Payne, for that. And we have one final... Everyone's saying film noir Christian must be clipped out.
Yeah. All right. It's good stuff.
Now we got one final one. This is a ghost story by Rudy Martinez, and it will be written by our own Brian Perez.
Read aloud.
It was written by Rudy Martinez.
Read aloud by Brian.
What did I say? Written?
You said written.
Fuck, I'm sorry.
It's okay. Why am I still doing the voice?
Sorry, Rudy.
Wasn't even my story. All right, go on, Brian.
All right. This is a ghost story by Rudy Martinez.
Written by Brian Perez.
So now he brings up the music.
Read by Brian. Hi, all. I'm one of your patrons.
Patrons.
Let's get the pleasantries out of the way. He says, hi, all. I'm one of your patrons. I wanted to share a ghost story that actually happened to my family and I almost 10 years ago.
Thanks for pleasant.
Should have said my family and me, but I'm just saying.
It's okay.
All right. He wrote this. I don't know. Go ahead.
Rudy Martinez says, my younger sister was about 12 years old at the time and was upstairs in my uncle's bedroom. I was downstairs in my room watching TV when I heard one of the most frightening screams in my life. It was my sister's scream. It was my sister screaming. I ran up the stairs like a bat out of hell and found her crying in my uncle's arms. On the floor in front of them were two small Chinese lion statues.
Oh, here they are. They're on screen.
Really Christian has the photos below.
They're on the screen right now. If you're an audio-only listener, just fucking imagine it.
When I looked at them, they had appeared to be almost melting. My sister finally collected herself and said when she had walked out of my uncle's room, the two statues jumped at her from a shelf. My uncle picked up the statues with a towel and put them in a shoebox outside. Over the next few days, everyone in the house, including myself, began to have nightmares. I remember having a very vivid dream about the movie My Soul to Take by Wes Craven. But it was strange because I remember in the dream seeing so many scenes of the movie play out, and the movie hadn't even come out yet. I eventually would see the movie when it was released and was shocked to find that my dreams had predicted certain scenes. Now, that could have been my memory playing tricks on me and assuming my dream was correct, but I still remember such a cold feeling in the theater that I had when I watched it. And then those scenes would happen. What happened? Sorry.
It's okay.
It's okay, Brian. It's okay, Brian.
Regroup, buddy.
You still got a big dick.
The days following my sister's scare, she was terrified of being anywhere alone. Her first,
I'm terrified of being alone. Sorry, go on.
Daddy.
Her first scare after the statues happened in the shower. My mom would have to sit with her in the bathroom while she showered because of how terrified she was to be alone.
Oh, she said shower. Sorry.
My mom stepped
the mom
out
is
for,
shitting.
My sorry, mom go on. Stepped out for a quick second because her phone was ringing, and my sister immediately started screaming again. She said she felt a cold chill all over, as if something was grabbing her. The next scare happened while she was watching TV in my mom's room, and the TV became full of white snow.
White people.
White like Christmas. The fuzzy screen that happens when the cable has an issue or if you don't have a channel back then. She then said she saw what looked like the trees talking from the Wizard of Oz, and they were laughing at her. I was downstairs with my brother at the time, and we heard her scream. We both ran upstairs, and she looked like she was paralyzed. Why am I getting an echo right now?
You're good now.
Just fucking keep going, bro. You're fine.
I was downstairs with my brother at the time, and we heard her scream. We both ran upstairs, and she looked like she was paralyzed almost. She said she could not move at all, and when we tried to help her up, she felt ice cold and couldn't stand on her own. We had to carry her downstairs to the couch. Similar things happened for almost a week before my mom finally decided to call a priest from our local church, and he came and blessed the house. The priest said he felt a presence, but said he was confident after his blessing that our house was cleaner.
Present.
Yeah.
My sister did not feel any of this presence anymore and did not have any new scares after the priest showed up. Later, we'd find out that my sister was playing with a Ouija board a few days before the incidents happened.
God damn it, Tina.
You're not supposed to do that.
God. Also, my uncle did some research into the land our house was built on. The neighborhood was only a few years old, but before it had an empty dirt lot for so many years, and he found out that someone had been killed on the lot before any houses were built. A follow-up that I forgot to mention.
Side note, by the way, this is all made up. No, go ahead.
We did a little research on the statues, and we found that they are believed to be guardians.
Oh.
The theory was that they jumped at my sister because something was behind her, and they were trying to protect her from it. Oh, fuck. Okay. They are meant to be placed outside to stop evil spirits from entering your home. Since they were inside, something was able to get in. Once we moved them outside, the scares got worse for my sister until the priest came. Thank you, Rudy Martinez.
Thank you, Rudy Martinez. Holy shit. I got chills.
Guys, this shit's all real. Like, this is fucking crazy.
Are you guys okay?
You want to talk to somebody?
Like, oh, my goodness man. Gracious. Rudy, Edgar, Harley.
Woo!
Alrighty.
Anyway.
Well, ladies and gentlemen.
Woo!
Oh, I did that. I timed that out perfectly for you, Cody.
Thank you.
Oh, boy. Yeah, wow. Thank you, everyone who sent in some spooky stories to close out this spooky month. And as we're closing up here, just want to give a big thanks to everybody out there for just watching along with us and all the stuff that we do, all of our commentaries, our videos on this channel. If you guys are all subscribed, thanks. That means a lot. Hit that like button, especially if you're watching on this on the playback. Leave a comment. We'd love to hear from you all. My goodness. Spooky shit, y'all.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to wrap it up now. And as we wrap it up every single week, we give shout outs to our $15 tier peeps and up.
Woo.
And it's followed by a little sound bite.
It's followed by a sound bite.
It's followed by a sound bite. Don't forget, if you're a Patreon supporter, you're getting a new sketch tonight. As soon as this episode ends, I'm literally going to click.
I'm gonna get it ready, right? I'm gonna get that shit ready.
You get that thing. You get that draft ready. I'm gonna just get it ready there, buddy.
Fucking get ready. Publish
before
now.
We go into sound bites. I'll show you guys how I'm pulling off this sick effect.
Whoa. Oh, yeah, let's see here.
Let's see how it goes.
All right, you got the green light, Brian. You can do that.
Look at that. Once again, two different shades of green there, and it worked out.
It doesn't matter the shades. It matters the greens.
Yep.
Okay.
I guess that makes sense.
Why not? Brian, he's back. Oh,
you're fired.
Right. You don't have to do the hands if you're the picture is already doing the hands.
Did you see me doing the hands?
I see your beer bottle.
No, he's holding the beer. He's like, you're fired.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, yeah.
I'm having a drink. Coronavirus ain't so bad. I got the cure. It's Regeneron.
They say I'm immune, even though it's like impossible to tell someone's immune.
I have the cure.
I'm immune. I'm the healthiest person you'll ever meet. Just vote for me November 3rd. And I'm going to bring
Arnold.
I'm going to bring this country back to the way it was before Sleepy Joe Biden was vice president.
You can't just keep calling him Sleepy. I mean, you got to have a reason
sleepy,
for this.
Sleepy,
you
know, creepy Joe Biden.
Okay. Raise your taxes. Rhymes. Right. It rhymes at least.
We'll raise your taxes. And if you don't want your taxes raised, vote for me.
All right, Brian, are you ready for these sound bites?
I'm Donald Trump.
What the fuck was that?
Now you're going off into
it. Getting worse.
Donald Trump, and I've proved this message.
Trump.
I'm just trying to appeal to the Brooklyn Italians.
You're fucking Fonzie? You're fucking John Travolta from Greece now?
I'm trying to appeal to many minority groups.
Including Derek Jeter, who's apparently half black. We didn't know that. All right?
We didn't know that.
Derek Jeter's a good friend of mine, even though he's half black, you know? But it's okay.
He's done a lot for he's done a lot
for
black people.
It's okay on my end. I'm the least racist person here.
And he's done
Derek Jeter.
He's done
like
more
half
things.
Of him.
He's done
wink,
more things.
Wink, wink. I only like half of him.
All right. He likes his mother's side.
Jesus.
All right, Brian. You ready? Yeah. You done? You good now? You got it out of the way?
You guys want me to do Trump tomorrow? You guys?
No. Aaron J. Lancaster.
Wait! I gotta put the volume up. You know, I was too busy doing my Trump.
Yeah,
you were crushing it.
I wrote this material like 3 weeks ago.
I got pages and pages of stuff. You want to keep going?
All right, say it again.
All right, Aaron J. Lancaster,
Cornova,
Aaron Cornova. Woodley, free shipping, Wangers promo code
free
Manscaped, Alec MS Young. Just tell me what you want me to fuck. Alexis Lopez.
La 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 vida loca. La 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 la.
Anthony Marrera. Arcadio Castellanos.
Please tell me why.
Oh, Billy Storle.
Yeah, I want the dicks and vaginas.
Brian King.
Hey.
Chris Jones.
Sing it!
Cindy Perez. Hi, Cindy. Claire Land Jennifer.
The fuck do you think this is?
Connor Kennedy.
You should know!
Corey Morissette.
Oh, fuck!
Oh, my God. I think it's that last. Oh my god, that just kills it. Elena Marie 10. I love holes.
It's great.
Enrique Cabreras.
You know.
Gabriel J. Leva.
Like dicks and vaginas.
What? Giorgio Miraflor.
We are frightened of Cornova.
Jason Harvey. Ken's got balls. Jeffrey Pickering.
Selling actual dicks.
John Noto. Just tell me what you want me to fuck. Joseph Tanana.
And so I have to say who go. No, that was all the cheer. Fuck! God damn it! Fuck! Son of a bitch! That's why I need you to hear!
I never caught at the beginning. Like, you're so comedy. Like, and so...
He goes into it really hard.
You think you're doing great at that point.
Oh, man.
Hence
why I was so disappointed in myself. JP Biller.
I like it. 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 I like it.
Carl Soderback. I had tacos yesterday. That was nice.
It's great.
Kyle Johnson.
And so I have to say, go. No, that was all the cheers. Fuck! God damn it! Fuck! Son of a bitch! That's why I need you to hear!
Maris Thornton.
You would lose your wiener and your balls, I'd imagine. That would suck.
Mark Murdoch.
Hit the dirt straight in the dick.
Mark Turi. Oh, daddy, get me off. Matthew Savala. I don't want to be here. Miranda Benningfield.
Oh, I got meat here.
Nick Wade.
Cody, big penis.
Nolan DePalma.
Oh, fuck me.
Oh, you got to add that one into the mix. Real Snacks Attacks.
Hey, guys. It's the penis guy here, Cody.
Put that one in there, too.
You have to throw that one in there. Ruben E25.
We're all seeing dicks we didn't expect to see tonight.
Ryan Brusmato.
Oh, bite that nipple.
Samantha Leon Mendoza.
No, I'm pretty flaccid right now.
Four more left, Brian. Senior Film.
Got a ham bone. Can I get an oink oink?
Terry G.
I clench my butt cheeks together.
Thad Pettit.
What the fuck, Cody?
And finally, Tyler Eklund.
I have no issue with Mike's Hard Lemonades, man.
Yeah, you don't, you filthy little slut. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, thank you so much for watching this episode of The Hwanger Show. If you like this episode and you want to see more, subscribe to this channel. Like the video, the liking the video and actually commenting on the video really does help us a lot.
Give us some comments, guys. Yeah. Let us know you watched it. Yeah. Comment below so you watched it and you had a good time. All right? That's all we need to hear. You do hear.
Yes, we'd love to hear from you. And hey, if you're watching us for the first time and you're like, hey, I can't always watch you, but listening would be great. Check us out on Anchor. We're also on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. If you can subscribe to those feeds, you can listen to us on the go everywhere we go. And hey, if you're a Patreon supporter, yeah, I know, I've kind of...
It works. No, the way you said it still works. It works.
And also, if you want to join our Patreon, patreon.com/hwangers. Once again, as soon as this episode ends, we're going to drop a new sketch. And every single week, we basically drop an extended cut of the podcast where it's like the preview show and this here show all mixed in together. We do a lot of cool stuff over there. So if you want to check it out, very much mean a lot to us. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Twitter. Do all those things. Boys.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm still laughing at the fucking Uber stink thing. I'm in the comments, and everyone's like, here. Emmanuel says, my favorite thing about that song is he sang the wrong part both times.
I'm not good with the lyrics, per se. Oh, look at you, Brian. You fit in there. You fit in there good.
Oh, thank you, everybody. We haven't plugged the Spooky Month t-shirts, but the...
They're there.
Last week, you want to buy some Spooky Month t-shirts, y'all.
Woo!
Oh, man, I gotta pee. I gotta pee. Thank you, everybody. Send super chats, Streamlabs. Appreciate y'all. Goodbye, Toby. Check out Paranormal Activity. Highlight video that's up right now. We're doing...
It's a funny one.
Halloween
funny
Town one. This Wednesday, live, 8 p.m., BT or PST. Hope to see y'all there. See you guys. Happy Halloween. Stay safe. Wear a mask and go vote. Bye.